After last year's tournament run ended sooner than they'd hoped, the McDonald Max entered this year's postseason with a little something extra to prove. Welcome back to Amory High School, home of the Warriors, in sight of this WIAA Division 5 sectional final, pitting your number one seed in McDonald Central Max against the number one seed Solon Springs Eagles. Winner goes to Madison. Got Jordan Secours, Aiden Misfell high on the right wing. There are a lot of people from Solon Springs here.
Off the glass is good. Back is open. Played on a Saturday night for Aiden Misfell. Starts the scoring for McDonald.
Misfell puts on the floor with the right hand, attacking. King out Jordan Secours. Wide open looking at three right.
Wing bucket for Jordan.
Mittermeier. Cooper Mittermeier to answer for three right. Corner round it in.
That's a big hit for the sophomore.
That shot blocked on the way up.
Now a steal by Mars Larry. Go to the park. Scores. Oh, a pickpocket.
Way to stay with it, Miles.
Mittermeier kick it out. Cooper Mittermeier, quarter pocket, three.
Yes.
28-26, McDonald down two. Aiden Misfell to answer for three. Bucket for Aiden. Oh, goodness, a cold-blooded three for Aiden. He has 8 points. That's his second triple. Hesitation. Now Catherine goes in hard.
Offensive foul. Aiden Misfell through that one.
Eddie Mittermeier gets by a couple defenders, going in hard and a layup.
Nice.
Eddie Mittermeier using the speed. Us driving in hard. Beautiful Eurostep skip to the cup and score.
Nice shot there by Cannon. Nice move.
Us left corner. Over to Aiden Misfell. Misfell for three.
Got it.
Score back out to Misfell. Misfell driving hard into the lane. Runner is
good. Oh, a beautiful touch from 10 feet out for Aiden Misfell.
They've needed his offense. Along that baseline to Jordan Secours. Aiden Misfell. Misfell, big jab step. Now he'll take a three with a man in his
face. Got it. Aiden Misfell starting to feel it.
Jordan Secours driving in hard. Scooping layup.
Nice. Some beautiful English on the underhanded flip.
Jordan Secours to Cannon Huss. Eddie Mittermeier got knocked down. Now Cannon Huss down the lane.
And the foul hoop and hard for Huss. McDonald was in two.
Misfell driving the lane to Keegan Galvez.
Galvez up and in. Ties the game to low on the right.
Nice find by Aiden.
Aiden Misfell drops the dime. 1:18 remaining. We are tied at 51 here in the sectional final. Secours back up top to Aiden Misfell. Misfell will take a three straight
up. Got it.
Huss along the baseline, skips it over to Aiden Misfell. Misfell for another three. Can he get it?
God.
Yes, he can!
Nice.
Aiden Misfell, 57-54, McDonald. Catherine throws it ahead to Owen.
Oh, he traveled.
He traveled with the ball for the win.
Oh!
They go down, and McDonald holds on! They're going to state! They're going to state! McDonald back to Madison!
Wow, what a game.
Again. Your final score in overtime in Amory, McDonald 58, Solon Springs 56.
The Max are back to Madison, but on this long road, two steps remain. Next up, a state semifinal battle with the Pirates of Fall River. Live from the WIAA Division 5 state tournament at the Kohl Center in Madison, this is McDonald Max Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's game time.
This is Max Basketball.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max and this WIAA playoff game is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Freeze Financial Group, River Country Co-op, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now with the Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.
Good morning and welcome to the Kohl Center in Madison. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody, and welcome to the WIAA Division 5 Boys State Basketball Tournament at the Kohl Center. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Zach Wycheck back at the controls of the WOGO home base in Hallie. The Macs are back to Madison. You just heard it, a thrilling win in that sectional final in overtime over Solon Springs, and they'll face another team today who also took overtime to get to this state tournament, the Fall River Pirates. McDonald on the season, they are 28-1, 13-1 champions of the Western Clorbelt Conference. Fall River 26-3 on the season, they were 13-1 in conference play, and they won the Trailways West Conference. And Mark Maloney, we're seeing a great game already here, 33-27. Wausau Newman, the number one seed against the number four seed, the Royal Panthers, with 11:06 to play, and we can only hope for a more fantastic basketball the rest of this morning and into the afternoon and evening for the other divisions as well.
Yes, I mean, it's you know, this Kohl Center is just such a great atmosphere here, and it's a fairly packed house. There's some empty seats way up in the rafter area, but it's pretty full along the side, and the schools looks pretty well represented here too, and I know the McDonald contingency's arriving and filling up the seats also, so it's just a fun time to be down here at the Kohl Center. It's an unbelievable atmosphere here.
It is an iconic venue. Well, when you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From basketball to hockey to wrestling and gymnastics, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at gonnaneedmilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We're back right after this as we look at the path through the playoffs for the McDonald Macs. Now at State on WOGO Sports.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team. Go Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center in Madison, WIAA Division 5 State Boys Basketball Tournament, your McDonald Central Max against the Fall River Pirates. Well, a great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants and would like to give back to the game that means so much to them. Becoming a high school game official gives you the opportunity to get involved, get in shape, and help teach the game to young people. Signing up is easy. To become a WIAA licensed official, go online at WIAAWI.org to apply and become a WIAA licensed official. Message from WOGO and the WIAA keeping the education in sports. And why do teenagers play high school sports? Some participate for a sense of purpose, some play to inspire others, and some for the friendships they develop. Very few mention they participate to get an athletic scholarship because they know that less than 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. Whatever the reason for playing, student athletes enjoy all the benefits of participation, including making better decisions. A message from WOGO and WIAA keeping the education in sports. It's a 6-point game here in game one with 8:08 remaining between Wausau Newman, the number one seed, the Royal Panthers, the number four seed, Newman, leading 35-29. But Mark Maloney, as we look at the path through the playoffs here, Fall River got an overtime victory over Heritage Christian in the sectional final, 82-75. Before that, they defeated Judah, Blackhawk, Salem, and Cambria Friesland. McDonald on the other side wins in that regional quarter over Gilman, 77-14. Then they knocked off Rib Lake, 66-41. An incredible tight game in that regional final victory over Owen Withy, 47-40. Then took care of business against Thorpe, 52-31. And then their own overtime thriller, 58-56 in the sectional final, defeated Solon Springs to get here to Madison.
Yeah, I mean, there were some great games there. The Thorpe game was a good game. Thorpe's got some good players there. And again, McDonald kind of takes care of business at the end of the game. But that Solon Spring game was phenomenal. Just some the integrity and the grit of the McDonald players, you know, and again, Aiden Misfeld had a fantastic game, but goes along with everybody else there that contributed in that game to get us here. So, again, you know, them seniors out there, this is what they wanted to, this is where they wanted to be. So they're going to give it everything they got today. It's going to be a good game.
When we look back at that victory over Heritage Christian for Fall River, they won that game 82-75 in overtime. They were just 4 of 16 from downtown, but attempted 38 free throws, made 26 of them, had 47 rebounds as well. They were led by their captain, Colin Rawls. He broke his leg last year, missed all of last year. They're sure glad to have him back as he was the unanimous first-team all-conference and conference player of the year in the Trailways West. He had 28 points, but they averaged four guys in double figures. They had five in double figures in that game with Zach Osterhaus with 13. He also hit the three that sent that game to overtime. Colin Vyth with 12 for Shavlik Schultz and 10 for Keegan Rawls. On the other side for McDonald, in that thrilling overtime win over Solon Springs, Aiden Misfeld, as you mentioned, 24 points, the game of his life, 6 of 12 from three-point range, 9 of 17 from the field, but also, Mark, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and 6 steals for Aiden in that game.
Yes, I mean, he was going all out. He was you know, playing it like it's his last game, and that's how they should be playing these games. So, yeah, Aiden kind of stepped up there, and we all knew he could. I mean, he's a good basketball player. So, you know, again, with the depth of McDonald, you know, you got Eddie and Cannon in there. And when they're not doing so well, you got Aiden to pick them up and the rest of the team picking everybody up. So that's what's nice about this team.
Cannon Haas had 11 points and 13 rebounds in that game. Eddie Mittermeier had 5 points as they were just playing shadowing defense on him all throughout the game. But Coach Schilling told us, and we'll hear from Coach Schilling coming up shortly here on Max Pregame from the Kohl Center in Madison. But he said in the second half, he gave Eddie Mittermeier the unenviable task of shutting down the hot shooting of Solon Springs, their number two, if we remember that, who had 15 in the first half. half, and Eddie held him to just, I believe, two baskets in the second half. Cooper Mittermeier had a great game with 6 points and 2 of 3 from downtown. McDonald was down 5 at the half, but again, sent it overtime. They were down 13 with 6:10 remaining and somehow sent it to overtime and won the game. Only 6 turnovers in that game for McDonald as well. We'll step out for another 3-minute break, and we'll be back with interviews with both head coaches, starting with Coach Arnie Elke, 38th season as head coach of the Fall River Pirates, as we trickle closer to game time. This is Max Pregame, special state pregame live from the Kohl Center in Madison.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonnell Area Catholic Schools.org.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up 3 positions: a night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential, maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonnell High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself.
Ow!
Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Welcome back to the WIAA State Tournament Max pregame here from the Kohl Center in Madison. It's the Fall River Pirates against your McDonald Central Max. Here with 38th year head coach Arnie Elke of Fall River, and coach, breaking through to get to the state tournament. I know this is something that means a ton for your community and for this team.
Yeah, we were at state back in 2000, and obviously none of these boys were around at that time. So anytime you make it down to the state tournament, it's special for the players and in even the community.
Coach, when you look at your team and what you've done well this season, obviously the record is very impressive in winning first place in your conference in the Trailways West. When Fall River basketball is clicking, what does it look like?
We're a fun team to watch. It all starts with our guard play. Our guards are pretty quick. They're very athletic, handle the ball, can shoot. So they get up and down the floor pretty quick and then be able to get us out transition, which gets the ball in 3-on-2, 4-on-3 situations. And then we've got some guys from the outside that can shoot that helps keeping everybody honest on the defensive side.
Coach, when you talk about shooting
in your opponent with McDonald Central. Obviously, they have a pretty prolific shooter in Eddie Mittermeier, but they do a lot of things well offensively. What do you see in them that could pose a problem for you?
Well, obviously, they got two scorers that are averaging, I believe, 21, 22 points a game. But I also noticed that their complementary players are capable of knocking down shots. So we have to be aware of where everybody is on the floor for that team.
And finally, Coach, before we let you go here, if you were to tell your team this is the one thing we have to do or the one thing we cannot do in order to move on to the state championship game, what would you tell them?
We have to eliminate their possessions. So if we can rebound, if we can box out properly, and if we can control the tempo, I think we've got a very good shot.
Coach, we are looking forward to a fantastic game at the Kohl Center. Special time of year. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Arnie Elke of the Fall River Pirates. We'll be back with Coach Schilling of McDonald. Special state pregame continuing live from the Kohl Center here on WOGO Sports.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back to Max Pregame Live from the Kohl Center in Madison, the WIAA Division 5 State Tournament State Semifinal here, pitting your McDonald Central Max against the Fall River Pirates, here with head coach Adam Schilling. And coach, this is a Fall River team that obviously has some experience this year. They played very well, just beat a really talented Heritage Christian team. What do you see in them that you say, we're going to have to make sure that doesn't beat us?
Well, they got a lot of guys that can score. They're kind of similar to us in that way. They got a pretty balanced scoring. They're able to score inside. They're able to score outside. So it's going to just put a test on our defense to make sure we can kind of, take the inside away and then still get the shooters on the perimeter. So Just overall, we need a good defensive effort to, you know, try to stay in this game.
Coach, when we looked at regional final to sectional semi, again, a lot of emotion, high energy in that regional final, get that win. Probably see that again with that sectional final win, too. But how did your boys take the practice court this week? Because not only is it riding high with an overtime win like that, but also was there a little bit of fear that, hey, our season almost ended?
I think so. I mean, you know, I guess, you know, getting to this point, obviously, I think everybody kind of takes a little bit of a breath after, you know, winning the sectional final. So, you know, you can see they're a little bit more relaxed, which is good. I think a lot of the pressure was to get down to Madison. Obviously, now that we're there, we want to play well. But, you know, practice has been a little bit more relaxed. I think everybody's, you know, feeling more confident. Solon Springs was a very good team, and to be able to beat them gives us a lot of confidence here going into the state tournament games.
And finally, Coach, of course, playing on a bigger court, playing in the huge venue, what do you look for from your team just mentally to be able to lock in and knowing that, again, like it has been all throughout the playoffs, it's one and done, but we deserve to be here?
I think just focusing on the defensive end, you know, kind of puts everything in perspective as far as, you know, what our goals are as a team. But, you know, scoring can come and go, but if we can play well defensively, that should be able to keep us in the game. So we're trying to keep things simple. You know, we want the kids to enjoy this experience. But again, I think it really just comes down to the defensive end, and that's something we've been pretty well at here in the last month.
Well, Coach, it's so good to have the Macs back in Madison. We'll see if we can talk to you afterward, and we wish you the absolute best of luck, and hopefully we're talking about a game tomorrow.
Great. Thank you for coming over.
Head Coach Adam Schilling of the Macs says Macs pregame continues live from the Kohl Center in Madison on WOGO Sports.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Ovenworks pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Sometimes we make life harder than it needs to be. Like when you rely on your sense of direction in the big city instead of using the GPS.
Recalculating.
Not using a hot pad for that pan of cookies. Trying to move that big TV by yourself. When it comes to your prescriptions, don't do things the hard way. Skip the big box pharmacy and just head to the medicine shop. Carrying local pharmacists, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. There is a difference. Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Welcome back to Max Pregame Special, State Pregame live from the Kohl Center in Madison. It's been a tight one here in the first WIAA Division 5 state semifinal, but the number one seed Wausau Newman, the Cardinals, pulling away here from Royal. It's 48-39 with 42 seconds left. Royal almost threw one away into the backcourt. But Mark Maloney, as we continue to look at our second matchup as a Desperation 3 doesn't go from Royal, Fall River and McDonnell, two teams champions of their conference. We'll look at the stat comparison in a moment, but one of the things that jumps out, like Coach Schilling said, this Fall River team, very balanced. They've got four guys scoring 10 or more per game.
Yeah, so again, you know, we've had some pretty tenacious defense all year round. So, again, this is the game, right? This is the one game that these boys played for all year. And you can bet that they're going to go out there and play some really, really tough defense. And that's probably what it's going to take to slow this Fall River team down.
Well, on the season, McDonnell, looking at the points comparison, McDonnell scores 70.2 per game, offensively 69.4 per game for the Fall River Pirates. The Pirates give up 48.7, McDonnell 51.1. Field goal percentage both even at 47%. 60% from the free throw line for the Fall River Pirates, 66% from McDonnell, but notable that Fall River has shot 101 more free throws on this season. McDonnell, 37% from three-point range. We'll touch on that in a moment. 31% from three-point range for the Trailways West champs, the Fall River Pirates. Rebounds pretty even, 31 per game for Fall River, 31.3 for McDonnell. Assists per game, 15.7 for McDonnell, 15.6 for Fall River. Turnovers per game, McDonnell 10.3, Fall River almost 13 turnovers per game, 12.3 steals per game though for the Pirates, McDonnell averaging 10.3 steals per game. And McDonnell, not a lot of block shots on the season. Miles Flanagan leads the team with 11 block shots on the year for the Fall River Pirates. They block 2.4 per game, and so again, you just look at teams that are very, very even, as you might expect at this point of the season.
Yes, and again, you know, you and I talked earlier this morning about how Eddie is just running all over the place and getting wore out. He's got to, you know, do a lot of running around to get open. And Aiden's got to do a lot of running around to create offensive moves. Cannon's got to make things happen in the paint. He's been doing that all year round. He's a great paint player. Miles comes in there and takes a little role in the paint too, and he does a great job there too. So, again, it's going to take everybody today to come away with a win against a good team.
Going back to those three-point shooting statistics, again, we mentioned McDonnell shooting 37% from downtown, 31% for Fall River. McDonnell has made 264 on the season versus 131 made for the Pirates. So, again, McDonnell over double the amount of threes that Fall River has made, and that can be a positive and a negative. It shows McDonnell's ability to score points fast, score in a hurry, score a lot. But we talk about this cavernous Kohl Center, too, and I always remember Ben Retzloff, again, until this year, the all-time leading three-point shooter for McDonnell. Then Eddie Mittermeier broke his single-season record. But Ben talked about the sight lines for shooters and the bigger the gym. Even when you go to a place like Osseo Fairchild, it takes a while to adjust. And, again, cavernous is probably the best way to describe the Kohl Center. When you're used to playing in high school gymnasiums and you come into a massive arena like this, it can take a little while to adjust, and so that's going to be something critical for McDonald's. How quickly can they adjust from the outside shooting perspective?
Yeah, it's you know, there's no background, you know, so it's tough to judge the basket here, which is what we're meaning by that cavernous look, you know, where the baskets are just kind of hanging out in space, right? And it gets a little bit tougher to adjust to, but and again, we talked about it too. I mean, McDonald shoots a lot of three balls. And again, we've always talked about living and dying by threes. And again, we got some great three-point shooters, so hopefully not everybody's cold today. So I think these guys are going to get it dialed in. I think they can shoot this a little bit better.
Well, we're going to take another break and continue to break it down here as we look at McDonnell and Fall River. The state semifinal winner, it sure appears, is going to be playing Wausau Newman Catholic tomorrow at 11:05 a.m. for Division 5 state title. We're back in 3 minutes. Thank you for joining us on State Pregame, WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney with you. Zach Wycheck at the home base in Halley, and all of our sponsors making this broadcast possible. We're back in 3 from the Kohl Center in Madison for Max Basketball.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalla.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Whatever you'd want in a checking account, Wisconsin Credit Union offers it. Want free checking? We've got that. Business checking? We've got it. No minimum balance? Yep, got that too. Plus free debit cards with card control that lets you manage when, where, and how your cards are used. And our preferred checking account comes with things you'll really want, like deals at local stores and restaurants, as well as deals on travel and healthcare-related necessities like prescriptions and eyewear. It also comes with roadside assistance covering all your vehicles, cell phone insurance for up to 3 phones, credit monitoring, and ID theft protection. Which means, even though it's called preferred checking, it also provides preferred savings. If you're not getting all this from your current checking account, check out Wisconsin's options. And don't worry, we make it easy to switch accounts. So, what more could you want? Free, preferred, and business checking from Wisconsin Credit Union. Member eligibility required. Member NCUA.
Welcome back to Max Pregame, live from the state tournament, WIA Division 5 state semifinal from the Cole Center in Madison. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you as both McDonald and Fall River have taken the floor for warm-ups. And just thinking about this for a moment, Mark Maloney, as again we just witnessed Wausau and Newman, the number one seed in a tight game, maybe tighter than many expected, defeated Royal 52-42. But for these McDonald Max boys, and again, Aiden Misfelt was talking about this too, that it's been a minute since they've been able to get here to the Cole Center. Of course, didn't make the tournament last year. 2021 made the state tournament, but it was at the La Crosse Center, which again did an excellent job hosting, but it just felt different. 2020 had again a good shot, a puncher's shot, going to that sectional final and a chance to make it here to the state tournament before everything shut down. So 2019 was the last time they were here, the last time we were here, and you think about that feeling of running onto the Cole Center floor, and in high school basketball in Wisconsin, there's just nothing like that.
No, I agree. I mean, like you said, that's what Aiden talked about. That's what Greg Misfelt mentioned that the boys were all talking about, and Coach Schilling also mentioned that, you know, that was their number one goal, is to get down here to the Cole Center. But you know what? Since we're here, let's make a job out of it. So I'm looking forward to these guys having fun down there. Again, it's a great opportunity. Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so make the most of it, boys.
This is the 107th WIAA State Boys Basketball tournament. Looking forward to this matchup. Again, the champion of the Trailways West, the 26-3 Fall River Pirates against the champions of the Western Clover Belt Conference, your McDonald Central Max, 28-1 on the season. McDonald, the number 2 seed here at the state tournament, and Fall River, the number 3 seed. We'll step out and be back after this as we continue to break down the matchup, and Mark Maloney has a shout-out for some friends back home as well, too. That's coming up in 3 here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up 3 positions. A night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself. Ow! Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... Call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Max pregame live from the Kohl Center in Madison as we edge closer to the WIAA Division 5 state semifinal. Your McDonald Max boys against the Fall River Pirates. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Extended state pregame, as again, we don't know exactly when the first game's going to end, so we get more of a chance to break this one down. And that first game, again, did end several minutes ago in 52-42. Wausau Neumann, as expected, with the win, but a little bit tighter than we thought. They will move on to 11:05 tomorrow and play for a silver or a gold ball against the winner of this second Division 5 state semifinal. But before we continue to break things down, you've got some shout-outs for folks back home.
I do, you know, and it's my shout-out to all the boys back at HPE working hard. Now, I'm supposed to say something like how they are all back there working hard, picking up the slack for me while I'm enjoying basketball games, but I'm not going to say that because they're all enjoying that new latte mocha cappuccino hot chocolate machine back there that just got in yesterday. So
everybody's taking lots of breaks.
So yeah, you guys, you know, fill up them cups because we're only 6 minutes, 7 minutes away from tip off. So get them cups filled up from that new machine. Get ready to settle in for a great game coming up. So you guys back there, Jeff, Mike, Rick, Dave, Frank, Ken, Eric, all you guys, you know, again, pretend you're working and have that second monitor having us up there. The boys at Soul Cups always having us tuned in at the store. Jason, Pete, Shimmy, Kathy, and the crew. And a happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. I got my lucky Irish shirt on underneath my McDonald football shirt. So there is nothing more than pure luck.
And get that corned beef at Soul Cups. I know it was on special, too. And, again, where else to go but Soul Cups for corned beef?
Yeah, so shout out to the boys down there and the boys down at back at HPE. So thanks for listening to us. I know those guys always like listening to us. So we'll try to keep it entertaining. We're about 6 minutes away from it, tip-off.
As we continue to look at this matchup between Fall River and McDonald, again, some of the notables for our McDonald faithful who might not be as familiar with this Fall River team, they're led by a couple brothers, Colin and Keegan Rawls. Colin Rawls missed last year with a broken leg, but now averages 18 points per game and was the unanimous player of the year in the Trailways West Conference, 4.2 assists per game and 3.5 steals. His younger brother, Keegan, who's a junior, Colin is a senior, he averages 10.9 points per game, second team all conference. Going back to Colin Rawls, he broke the single season school record of points. That was 480 points. That record has lasted 33 years, but Rawls broke it this year. He's at 523 single season points right now. Shavlik Schultz, 10.2 points per game, another one of their four players that averages double figures. He's a second team all-conference player. His dad is the JV coach, and actually the last time Fall River went to state was 2000. His dad was on that state team. Colin Viath, 15.1 points per game, second on the team, 8.3 rebounds for the big. He's first team all-conference in the last 2 years and one of the captains, and he's at 1154 points in his high school career. And Matthew Miller, another one of their starters, 3.2 rebounds per game, and his coach says a vocal floor leader for this Pirates team. It's the Max and the Pirates. We're getting closer to game time next on WOGO Sports.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is committed to the formation of your child, mind, body, spirit, and community. A learning environment where Christ is honored and welcome.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education at McDonald. That's the Mack way. Income-based free tuition programs close April 20th, so enroll your child today.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like. From caramel to your favorite candies like Butterfinger.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Alley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald's Athletics.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Welcome back to Max Pregame, live from the Kohl Center in Madison. We are counting it down, just 90 seconds away from McDonald and Fall River in this Division 5 state semifinal. It's time for the Choice and Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. And Mark Maloney, by this point, we looked at a lot of different aspects of these teams. Now it's time to play. What does McDonald have to do to move on for a chance to win silver or gold tomorrow?
I'm going to go with tenacious defense. That's got to be the number one key that they have to do, is keep Fall River off that scoreboard. And then to top that right off is... We got to come out hot. We got to see if we can't open this game up right away and get some hot shooting going. So defense and some good shooting.
That's your Choice and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. We're back with your player introductions in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball, live from State.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
It's time for basketball live at the Kohl Center in Madison. Great to have you with us. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Mark Maloney. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO studios in Hallie. That motion W at center court here at the Kohl Center as the reserves being introduced first for the Fall River Pirates. And always just so much fun here to see, again, how much some of the kids, one of the Fall River Reserve, shakes his curly mullet in yeah. front of the camera. It's just fun to see some of the kids just a little goofy, having some fun, big smiles for the camera.
Yep, getting on TV a little bit, showing everybody back home. And, you know, this is gets some really good coverage on the local TV channels. So good for the reserves to get their happy faces out there. And McDonald boys will be coming up next with the reserves. See how they do.
Now we'll see the McDonald reserves. We got Cooper Mittermeier says hi, Mom. Ben Siegenthaler with a smile and a wave, also a hi, Mom. There's your quarterback, Grant Smiski. I think hi, Mom is what everyone's going with. Yeah. Joe Liebrandt next. Cale Holm. And Eli Stepp. Again, hi, Mom has been kind of the topic of choice. Mr. Rubenzer, the senior, with the big claps. Another senior, Carter Stelter, with a wave to the camera. Got Asher Rozowski again continuing the senior parade here as the McDonald Reserves are introduced. Carson Galvez, a wave as well, too. Miles Flanagan, the big wave, too, as the McDonald Reserves continue to be introduced. David Anderson also, and then Mason Bussey towering over everybody else in those reserves, the freshman standing on the Kohl Center floor. Now, your starting lineup for the Fall River Pirates, coached by Arnie Elke in his 38th season. 5'10", junior guard Keegan Rawls, 10.8 points per game. His older brother, point guard Cullen Rawls, a senior, six-footer, number three, leads the team at 18 points per game, 4.4 assists, 3.5 steals. Shablik Schultz, 6'4", junior, 10 points per game, 3.9 rebounds. Colin Veith, a 6'4", power forward, a senior, 15.3 points per game, second on the team. And then Matthew Miller, a 6'1", senior guard, number 40, averaging 3.4 points and 3.2 rebounds to round out the starting five for the Pirates. Now for your McDonald Central Max. Number one, senior captain Aiden Misfelt, 5'11", senior guard. Of course, he was the hero in that overtime win in the sectional final with 24 points and 6 of 12 shooting from downtown. Aiden averages 9.8 points, leads the team in assists for the 5'11 senior guard, number one. Number three, Eddie Mittermeier, 5'11 senior guard, 21.1 points per game, leads the team, 2.8 assists, second on the team, 121 made three-pointers. That's a school record. Keegan Galvez, 6'5 senior forward, number 22, 6.6 points, 4 rebounds per game. Jordan Secor, the defensive stopper, the sophomore, 6'2 sophomore guard, number 24, 2.4 points, 1.9 rebounds. And Cannon Huss rounds out the starting five for head coach Adam Schilling, 6'3 senior guard forward combo, number 33 is Huss, 20.8 points per game, second on the team, leads the team with 9.6 rebounds. Adam Schilling, head coach for McDonald the last 5 years, a record of 95 wins versus 37 defeats. That's a 72% winning percentage. Fall River, crimson tops and bottoms with white numerals and lettering and the black piping. McDonald resplendent here at the Cole Center and their white tops and bottoms, the royal blue numerals, the gold piping, and the royal blue and gold accents on the shorts as Cannon Huss will jump it up at midcourt against Colin Veith. At W at midcourt. And we are underway as McDonald wins the tip. Cannon Huss taps it over to Keegan Galvez. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Aiden Misfeld up top, fires a bullet pass to Cannon Huss. Pumps, goes up strong, and thought maybe he's going to get a foul. Ooh, instead. Yeah. Blocked. And going the other way with Fall River.
Watching a lot of the refs in a lot of these state games. And again, that's kind of their job, is to not be part of the game, right? So they're going to probably let the guys play a little bit.
This is McDonald's sixth tournament appearance in the last 7 seasons, not counting 2020. Their 7th overall, the 2nd overall for Fall River, as they get a backdoor cut and an easy basket from Matthew Miller. And that's someone who doesn't score a lot. And now immediately coming out in some full court pressure, the Fall River Pirates. 2-0, they lead McDonald. Eddie Mittermeier down the lane, drops one along to Jordan Secora, and a travel call along the baseline against Secora. So 17-13 remaining.
Again, McDonald started out in the zone defense, and Fall River's a man-to-man.
Keegan Rawls up top. Leaves it for Veith on the left wing. He's a big fella. Almost a minute gone by. And McDonald trails 2-0. On the right side, Rawls drops it into Veith, goes in hard, and he is fouled on the way to the hoop. With a 1:03 gone by, and a 2-0 lead. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Got the first one.
Veith hits the first free throw. The 6'4 power forward makes it 3-0 Fall River. The second for Veith rims in. And it's 4-0 for the Pirates as they come out full court pressure again. Inbounds to Aiden Misfelt. He's trapped in the corner looking for help all the way across the floor to Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie back to Aiden, still in the backcourt. Aiden Misfelt shoots it across midcourt, almost over and back, but Cannon Huss able to retrieve it. He'll cross over, spin down the lane, and an offensive foul called on Cannon Huss.
Yeah, that was actually a good defensive play there by
Matthew Miller.
Yeah.
Again, I think that's unfortunately a good call against McDonald.
Yes.
Cannon spun by Veith, but then just kind of lowered the shoulder into Matthew Miller. 4-0 Fall River. Winner moves on to the state championship game tomorrow. On the left wing is Rawls. They'll drop it down to Miller. Miller shoots it back out to Cullen Rawls, their leading scorer. He'll pull up from 15, go glass, too strong, rebound tapped out and pulled in by Keegan Rawls. Knocked away in the paint, and Keegan Galvez comes out of there with it after it bounced off the chest of Cannon Huss. Left corner, Jordan Secora. McDonald just needs to get a bucket here. Get on the scoreboard, down 4-0. Almost 2 minutes gone by here at State. Aiden Misfeld attacking the paint, kick out. Eddie Mittermeier, left wing, splits two defenders. Mittermeier down the lane, hangs with the right hand, and couldn't get it to go.
That was a great move by Eddie, and it just didn't go.
Right side, a little bit of a bobble for Shadlick Schultz, the junior. A deep three on the way, front rim, no, long rebound out. Who's got it? Keegan Galvez does. Hands it off to Cannon Huss. Huss down the near side of the floor. Huss down the middle of the lane, flips it out. Keegan Galvez in the right corner inside the arc. Galvez shoots it out to Jordan Secora. Secora driving baseline, has his way cut off. Keegan Galvez rotates to Cannon Huss. Huss, big jab step between two defenders. Kick out, Aiden Misfelt, wide open for a three. Right wing, in and out. Cannon Huss can't quite fight down the rebound. Veith got it first. It's a good look there for Aiden.
Very good look.
Still 4-0 Fall River. They lead by 2 possessions here. Right side is Veith for the Pirates. He drops it down to Rawls. Swinging short corner to Miller. Miller driving baseline inside Cannon Huss, who has that one quick foul. Three by Veith is good. Left wing. Colin Veith has five, and it's 7-0 Fall River as McDonald down early and facing full court pressure right away. Hayden Misfelt across midcourt. Of course, this court 10 feet longer than the high school floors both teams are used to playing on.
Yeah.
Fall River had that number one ranking in the state for a while this season, and McDonald took it and never gave it back. Hayden Misfelt driving the lane, and there's the first bucket for McDonald. As he pulls up from 8 feet, Hayden Misfelt makes it 7-2. A drive and a quick foul on McDonald's Keegan Galvez as Fall River very quickly back down the floor. They will go to the line. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Cullen Rawls, the first free throw comes up short, so McDonald's still down just five. Cullen Rawls, again, their leading scorer. Six-footer, a senior. Second free throw attempt for Rawls. That one is good. That's his first points.
Timeout.
And a timeout on the floor. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. McDonald down 8-2 early. A lot of time left in the first half. We're back in 60 on WOGO Sports.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away.
College education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement. TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
Minutes 32 seconds gone by in this WIAA Division 5 state semifinal. Fall River jumps out to an early lead over your McDonald Max 8-2. McDonald with the basketball, and again they are facing full court pressure here at the Cole Center. Have after every made basket.
Going into a 1-2-2.
Seeing some of the girls from the McDonald Lady Max state championship team. Shown on the monitors as Cannon Huss backs his defender down inside the right block. Beautiful up and under move.
Oh,
it won't
goodness.
Go down. Cannon gets the
there
rebound. Goes up strong and scores.
That's a way to stay with it, Cannon.
And Huss gets his first basket. And McDonald trails 8-4. Colin Rawls driving past Jordan Sikora. Flips it down to Miller in the paint. Miller pulls up and good from 5 feet. And again, that's past his season scoring average per game. He has four, averages just over three per game. 10-4, full two-possession lead for the Pirates of Fall River. Aiden Misfelt long cross-court skip. Benny Mittermeier had to go high for that catch. Mittermeier drops it down at the high post. Cannon Huss, jab step, working into the paint. Skips it out. Jordan Sikora, oh, he lost it out of bounds.
Took his eyes off it.
Just a little bit of a bobble there. Well, online or in person, learn your way. This is nothing new for Lakeland University. They've been doing online education for over 25 years. Lakeland University always connected with options for you. Lakeland.edu/blended. Donald needs to string together some stops here on defense, and that's going to be hard as Colin Veith drives to the rim on a beautiful pick and roll. And Veith already has 7 points, and it's 12-4, largest lead of the morning. For either team, McDonald hasn't led yet, actually. They trail by eight, just 5 minutes into this one. Subs coming in for the Max, too, in a moment.
I have to switch that defensive up.
Keegan Galvez rotates to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier drives along the baseline, pulls up a tough shot off the glass as he's sent flying to the floor. Again, no whistle as Eddie may have forced that one a little bit. Rawls driving in hard, has his shot knocked out of bounds. Keegan Galvez gets up and knocks that one loose. 12-4 it remains, and Miles Flanagan and Cooper Mittermeier sub in for Keegan Galvez and Jordan Sikora. Flanagan, the 6'3" junior center, number 44, averaging 2.3 points and 3 rebounds. And Cooper Mittermeier, who had 6 points in that last game in the sectional final. Runner in the lane is good for Keegan Rawls, and they can score in a hurry. 14-4, McDonald down 10.
It's all right. Just stay calm.
Long, dangerous pass tipped away. Eddie Mittermeier fighting for it, and it's knocked out of bounds off of whom?
Yeah, one off of...
Went off of the Fall River player.
Yep, one off his foot.
Colin Rawls. 14-4, McDonald trails by 10, 12:25 to go here in the first half.
They just did an over
and back. Throw into the backcourt. Oh, goodness. Aiden Misfelt threw it to Eddie Mittermeier.
Yeah.
That's an over and back against McDonald. Again, just got to settle in here.
Yeah, that's just jitters right there.
The Fall River Pilots will inbound just in front of the scorer's table. Colin Rawls with Eddie Mittermeier on him, number three versus number three. Rawls high on the left wing. Puts it on the floor, goes behind his back, hesitation move, lost on the way to the hoop, gets it back, missed one off the back bracket, now McDonald wants to run. Cannon Huss across midcourt, Huss spins into the lane, pulls up from 6 feet off the glass and good. A nice touch by Cannon Huss, good body control. He has four, McDonald trails by eight. Vieth coming back hard, counted in the basket. And Cannon Huss just picked up his second. Fall River is so quick in transition, and Vieth just got to the point of attack a little bit quicker than Cannon Huss there. As we look at the replay here, Vieth has just been an absolute force so far, and the free throw is good as well. That's a tough call, and we'll see if Cannon Huss, how long he'll be able to stay out. McDonald trailing 17-6, past the 1/3 point of the first half. Again, the good thing for McDonald's, we're very early in this game.
Yeah.
They've had trouble finding some open looks here on offense. Cooper Mittermeier throws to Miles Flanagan. Aiden Misfelt right corner. Misfelt drops it down to Vieth, steals it away from Cannon Huss. And Vieth is a senior and playing like it here at the Kohl Center. Donald down 11, 17-6. Keegan Rawls up top. Miles Flanagan almost knocked it away from Miller. Now Miller crossing over on him into the paint. Throws it up top to Rawls. Rawls drops it to older brother Colin. Rawls hangs in the air too strong off the glass. And Miles Flanagan pulls down that rebound with authority.
Good rebound there by Miles.
Cannon Huss, left wing. Hands it off to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier off a screen from Huss. Eddie Mittermeier driving in the lane. Kick out Cooper Mittermeier right corner. Over to Aiden Misfelt. Cannon Huss left wing. Little jab step against Miller. One bounce and works the way down to the paint. Huss turns up with the right hand and it goes down. Huss a nice touch and he has six. 17-8. McDonald down single digits with 10:35 to go here first half.
Plenty of time.
Shylock Schultz left wing. Up top to Vieth. He's going to try a three. Can he stay hot? No. Side of the rim, no.
That was a long three.
There's a little bit of a heat check there for the senior. And Mittermeier to Aiden Misfelt. McDonald hasn't hit a three yet. And Miller against Cannon Huss. Huss spins. Right block. Pulls up. Tough shot along the baseline. Can't get the roll. Vieth snares the rebound. 10:05 to go here. First half from the Kohl Center. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports. And a blocking foul on Flanagan. On the left wing.
That looked like a pretty good defensive play there by Miles.
Well, as a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed. Flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended. Timeout on the floor. We're back in 60 seconds. McDonald down 9 with 10 minutes to go in the first half on WOGO Sports live from the Kohl Center in Madison.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing. Year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
8 minutes gone by in the first half of this state semifinal here at the Cole Center in Madison. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Caleb, I got to mention, you know, Fall River's got like the School of Rock going on down there with their band.
They really do.
Four guitar players and a drum player, and they're just killing it. Here we go.
Here's a steal by Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier down the lane for his first basket. See if Eddie stepped in front of that pass. I saw Miles Flanagan on the other side. Now Fall River, Veith with an offensive rebound and up and scores.
He's a tough kid down there.
After a miss by Fall River, but Veith just too much. It was a 7-point game, now back to a 9-point lead, 19-10. That's what Coach Elke told us about in our pregame interview, that they really like to get out and transition. Another dangerous pass, and it's stolen by Veith. Veith push ahead down the floor, layup off the glass and good for Zach Osterhaus. 21-10, and McDonald wants a timeout with 9:18 to go. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Point lead for the Fall River Pirates as we're 15 seconds away from the halfway point here in the first half at State in Madison. McDonald having some trouble with the Fall River press. Eddie Mittermeier will take his first three. It's a deep three, left wing, back rim, no. Offensive rebound for a moment, but Keegan Galvez lost it. Miller push ahead and wide open in front of everybody, but the layup missed point blank by Keegan Rawls. Now Eddie Mittermeier tries to split two defenders, somehow maintaining the dribble, goes up hard, down the basket, and the foul for Eddie.
He got fouled like 10 times on that drive.
Oh my goodness. Eddie Mittermeier with the power. As they show the replay, I'm not sure how many times he got hacked on the way to the hoop. But Eddie Mittermeier ends up with a chance at a three-point play the old-fashioned way. 21-12. Mittermeier, the free throw. There you go. And now if Eddie can just get going here, McDonald down 21-13. Hopefully the Max will be able to pull this one a lot closer before half. Rawls driving baseline, goes hard off the glass. No, too strong. Rebound fought for. And who has it? Carter Stelter, but he lost it in the paint. It's tied up. Miles Flanagan with Keegan Rawls. And possession will go to Fall River. Again, that ball is traversing between a lot of pairs of hands.
That was a good fight down there.
Inbounds up top. Veith. Carter Stelter right in his grill. Stelter's given up a few inches, but you like that matchup as Rawls comes up short. That's Colin Rawls on the jumper from the left elbow. McDonald now with speed. Eddie Mittermeier hit hard on the face. Again, incidental, but man, he took a shot from Keegan Rawls. And now the fouls starting to even up a little bit here. I say starting to even up. Five whistles against McDonald, just two so far against the Pirates. 21-13 our score. McDonald with the basketball, trying to pull a little bit closer here. Inbounds to Miles Flanagan, right corner. Teddy Mittermeier straight on, pops a three. In and out, rebound by Miller. And Eddie went down again on that one. I don't know, maybe he was trying to draw a foul. Wide open in front of everybody. Osterhaus misses one as he tried to get the alley-oop.
I think the referees were watching the ball there, and somebody's got to watch the player.
Now Miller swats it out of bounds away from Eddie Mittermeier. 7:57 to go here, first half. McDonald down 21-13 to the Fall River Pirates. Inbounding from in front of the Fall River bench. Swing over to Aiden Nisfelt, left wing. Cannon Huss on the bench with those two fouls. Nisfelt up top. Over to Cooper Mittermeier. Back to Aiden between the wheels. Carter Stelter swings over to Cooper Mittermeier on the left wing. Mittermeier holding. Looking for brother Eddie. Nothing there right now. Aiden Misfeld now show and go down the lane. Runner sweet for Aiden. Aiden Misfeld has 4 points. They're going to need his scoring. Osterhaus, who hit that big three to send it to overtime for Fall River in the sectional final, has it in a six-point game. McDonald down 21-15. Left wing is Rawls. Schultz lost it for a moment. Back out to Cullen Rawls. Again, he's their leading scorer, their trigger man, their point guard. Cullen Rawls over to Schultz. Schultz driving baseline. Works the pivot foot up top to Miller. Miller against Cooper Mittermeier down the right side of the lane. Flips it over to Osterhaus in the right corner. Osterhaus at the right elbow. They left him all alone. He'll take the jumper back rim. No rebound. Aiden Misfeld.
Here we go now. We got to convert on this.
Eddie Mittermeier driving right side. Mittermeier goes behind his back in traffic. Kick out. Aiden Misfeld straight on. He'll hold. He'll wait. Goes to Eddie Mittermeier left wing. Mittermeier big ball fake. Driving into the lane. Hangs in the air. Blocked on the way to the hoop. That's a foul on Veith, I believe, with 6:44 left.
Yep.
Eddie Mittermeier again. They're going to try to take away the three. They know he's hit 121 on the season, leading the state. But Mittermeier draws the third team foul.
Second on Veith. I would go after him.
That is huge. He has 12 of their 21 points. And Mittermeier at the line shooting two. Eddie, first free throw. You bet. Mittermeier has six. All right. Keegan Rawls in. Cullen Rawls out. 6:44 remaining in the half. McDonald down 21-16, pending another free throw from Eddie Mittermeier, who has 6 points right now. Eddie the second, of course. He's an 80% foul shooter. Timeout on the floor with 6:44 left. It is a four-point game. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Oven Works pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center in Madison. With 6:44 remaining in the half, McDonald has clawed back to within four. They trail 21-17. Fall River has the basketball. The Pirates jumped out to that double-digit lead. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Keegan Rawls, the junior, up top to Miller. Rotates left side. That's Veith, or excuse me, that's Osterhaus. Rawls to Schultz. Schultz flips it over left wing to Miller. Into the left corner. Driving baseline, that is Veith. Up top, Shadlick Schultz. Over on the wing, closeout prevents a three. Miller flips it out. Veith thought about a three. Good closeout by Miles Flanagan now, as Veith wanted that shot.
Yes.
Almost to the two-thirds points of the first half. Veith up top. He's had a monster first half with 12 of the 21 for Fall River. Being Rawls to Miller. Miller on the left wing. They work out to Osterhaus. Osterhaus flips it over to Veith. Now Veith will take a three. He's feeling it. Ooh. And he's got another. Oh, that's a tough shot. On the right wing. Colin Veith, a huge hit, makes it 24-17. After McDonald was within four. I think the Macs have settled in a little bit more here after some early uncharacteristic mistakes, but they are playing without Cannon Huss, who's going to try and check into this one with those two fouls. Up top, Cooper Mittermeier to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld works it over to Carter Stelter, finds Eddie Mittermeier up top against Rawls. Cooper Mittermeier straight on. Left wing, Aiden Misfeld. McDonald being patient this possession, down 7, 24-17. Eddie Mittermeier driving baseline. Mittermeier turns between two defenders, running into trouble, scoops it out to Carter Stelter, lost it on the floor. Miller has it. Now a big collision with Veith, and bodies flying all over the place. We're going to have a tie-up, and possession should be staying here with McDonald. And it will, with 5:08 to play. At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health, with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Visit ghr-ec.com. That's ghr-ec.com. Cannon Huss back out there with McDonald within striking distance, down 24-17. And foul trouble on two stars for each team. Aiden Misfelt right wing. Under five to go now. Misfelt up top between the wheels. McDonald working their offense. Keegan Galvez, right corner, looking to the post. Nothing there right now. Galvez shoots it over Cooper Mittermeier, finds Aiden Misfelt left corner. Misfelt puts on the floor with the right hand, and he's blocked on the way up. Clean block, they'll say, as Osterhaus takes it away. Osterhaus down the right side of the lane, goes up for a layup in there. He's just a sophomore, but Osterhaus, confident play there with a block, and then takes the length of the floor, 26-17. Back to an almost double-digit advantage for the Fall River Pirates.
Okay, just stay in striking distance, we'll be all right.
Keegan Galvez, right side, Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt to Cannon Huss, straight on. Huss hands off to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier bumped up top, and that's a foul on Matthew Miller. That might be his, no, that's just his first.
Yep.
4:07 left, and Veith is going to check back in. Again, they haven't kept him on the bench long with those two fouls. As he has been absolutely hot in the first half, Colin Veith with 15 points and two rebounds. Eddie Mittermeier leads the way for McDonald with seven. Inbounds to Keegan Galvez. Finds Aiden Misfelt. Bullet pass. Cannon Huss couldn't handle it along the baseline. Oh, goodness. I think maybe got tipped on the way to him by Osterhaus, but it's a good look by Aiden Misfelt.
Something
might have been an easy layup there.
Something got in his vision there that deflected it just a little bit.
And Osterhaus, that sophomore, they've got him out there for a reason, coming off the bench. Colin Rawls, right wing. Keegan Rawls, rather. Rawls up top against Cooper Mittermeier. Leaves it for older brother. Colin Rawls, their leading scorer. The conference player of the year in the Trailways West. Between his legs, left side, over to Shadlick Schultz. Schultz flips it over to Osterhaus. Osterhaus pulls up the right elbow. Hand it off to Keegan Rawls. Rawls bumped. Bumps Eddie Mittermeier. Kick out for a three left wing. That one no good. And rebound batted to himself. Keegan Galvez. Galvez calling for the ball, takes a high catch underneath the basket, kick out, Cooper Mittermeier, left corner pocket,
got it,
bang!
See, it's nice to have another dangerous three-point shooter coming to life.
They needed that one. McDonald down 26-20, great find by Keegan Galvez.
And Cooper can hit him.
Up top, Veith against Cannon Huss, both playing with two fouls. Shadlick Schultz just outside the arc, Osterhaus.
There
threw it to no one along the baseline. He was looking for a backdoor cut. A turnover to the max with 2:52 remaining before half. We have a timeout on the floor. We are back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Basketball live from State on WOGO Sports.
Sometimes we make life harder than it needs to be. Like when you rely on your sense of direction in the big city instead of using the GPS.
Recalculating.
Not using a hot pad for that pan of cookies. Trying to move that big TV by yourself. When it comes to your prescriptions, don't do things the hard way. Skip the big box pharmacy and just head to the medicine shop. Carrying local pharmacists, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. There is a difference. Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Well, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls has just opened up three positions. Night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Great benefits, too. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. McDonald down two full possessions, 26-20, facing three-quarter court pressure here, 2:51 to go in the first half. Max have the basketball. Jordan Sikora, left wing. All alone there, finds Cannon Huss. Huss backing down, goes up strong, comes up short, gets his own rebound, power dribble, goes up again and scores.
Nice. That's all-out hustle by Cannon. And a pick-off by Aiden.
Aiden Misfelt with a steal. McDonald down 26-22. Push ahead to Cannon Huss. Huss has to be careful here. He has those two fouls. Crossing over on Miller. Backing him down over to Keegan Galvez. Galvez thought about the three, passed it up. They'll find Eddie Mittermeier between the wings. Mittermeier to Keegan Galvez, handoff Jordan Sikora. Teddy Mittermeier. Mittermeier pops a three right wing. Ooh. That one came up well short. Something a little amiss there. With 2:12 remaining here in the first half. Well, today's McDonald basketball coverage brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire with their new location in Lake Halley. Opening spring 2023. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. Four-point game, 26-22. Just over 2 minutes to go. Things tightening up. Shadlick Schultz down the lane. No, Miller offensive rebound. Kick out, Cullen Rawls. Now Schultz at the left elbow. Throws it away. Jordan Sikora with the steal. Sikora crossing over on his man. Going down the lane. Hard to the cup. And it's swatted out of bounds.
Foul.
Athletic block, but a foul. And that is going to send Sikora to the line. It looks to be Cullen Rawls. And he just sent that one hard out of bounds and kind of got in Sikora's face just a little bit afterward as well too. But Jordan will go to the line shooting a pair. Team foul is now even at 5 apiece with a minute 48 left. The sophomore Sikora off the mark a little bit short on the first free throw. Fresh, never frozen beef cooked up only after you order the Butterburger from Culver's. Have one today at Culver's of Lake Halley. All those real Wisconsin cheese curds, the flavor of the day, Culver's of Lake Halley. Second free throw rims in for Jordan Sikora. That's his first point, and he pulls McDonald within a single possession down 26-23. Can they get a stop here? My goodness, the momentum you would have if you could go in tied at the half after being down double digits. Cullen Rawls trying to do things himself. Stripped on the way to the hoop. Oh, they got a foul on Eddie. Probably a good call. Eddie can't believe it.
Yep.
We'll see on the replay here. He thought he knocked it loose cleanly. Oh, wow, they're calling that a shooting foul?
Yeah.
I thought it was on the ground, so I guess I was mistaken on both counts. That's Cullen Rawls. First free throw is good.
Cannon Huss returns to the match.
Cannon Huss in for McDonald. Little offense defense here. 27-23 Fall River. And Rawls. Cullen Rawls, their leading scorer. His only points have come from the foul line. Second free throw is good, so he is 3 out of 4. From the charity stripe, and it's 28-23 Fall River. Aiden Misfeld takes the inbounds pass from Eddie Mittermeier as we are at 90 seconds to play in the first half in a 5-point game here in the WIAA Division 5 state semifinal on WOGO Radio. Keegan Galvez, right wing, shoots it up top. Aiden Misfeld between the wheels. Cannon Huss, left elbow extended, attacking the lane, kick out Galvez. Galvez finds Aiden Misfeld. Jordan Sikora now on the left wing. Sikora holding and waiting. One bounce up top. Misfelt working off a screen, penetrates down the lane, hangs up and under, layup high off the window and in. Aiden Misfelt is hot. It's
nice
back to a three-point game, 28-25. McDonald trails by 3. Misfelt has 6. Beef up top. Working off a screen, Cullen Rawls. Rawls flips it over to Osterhaus. Miller across the foul line. One bounce back to Rawls, bobbled for a bit. Seems like they'd like to hold for a final shot. We'll see if McDonald will let him. Eddie Mittermeier's going to pick up a nickel-dime foul up top with 38 seconds to play in the first half.
White City third.
3 on Eddie Mittermeier. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics on WOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass. And
puts them in the bonus.
That will send Rawls to the line, shooting a 1-1, as you mentioned. Eddie Mittermeier is third as Rawls knocks down another free throw. So Eddie Mittermeier is going to have to, well, he won't sub out here with 38 seconds left. 29-25. Pending another free throw here from Cullen Rawls, who's scored all 4 of his points on the charity stripe, and he's good on another free throw. Makes it a 5-point game, 30-25. Mittermeier to Aiden Misfeld. What can McDonald do here with what could be the final possession? We'll see how they choose to play it. Up top, Veith with a steal, took it away, and he's got a wide open pass to the basket.
That's
oh,
a
he
travel.
He lost it. Should have been a travel. Instead, a miss down low. Put back, no. Knocked away. Veith gets it back, and he goes and scores.
Yeah.
My goodness.
I missed that one.
Wow, Veith just tripped over his own feet, and they didn't call it. Cannon Huss has it knocked loose in the backcourt. 32-25, McDonald. Huss with 5 seconds left. Huss driving in past Veith, knocked out of bounds with 2.5 to play. McDonald trailing by 7. Gonna have to get off a quick quality shot here. There was a big scramble after that. Veith missed too, and McDonald just could not secure the rebound. Inbounds, Cannon Huss to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt driving baseline, pull up to beat the buzzer. No, Keegan Galvez tip won't go in. And at the break, McDonald fought back from down 11, but trail 32-25 after a late surge by Fall River. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes from the Kohl Center in Madison. McDonald with some work to do in the second half. We're back in 3.5 here on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up 3 positions. A night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
We welcome you into halftime here at the Kohl Center in Madison. McDonald trailing 32-25 at the break to the Fall River Pirates. And Mark Maloney, it's really been that McDonald hasn't had any answer yet for Colin Veith, and it's just still waiting a little bit for some things to start clicking on offense.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing a lot of good things there. Again, we started off with, let's call it a little bit of the jitters there, because we had a lot of turnovers early on. We had like 5 turnovers really, really quick. I think we got a total of 7. turnovers. And then it kind of switched around the other way. Then Fall River started to create a little bit of turnover. So, again, defensively, yep, we got to do a better job on number 24 there on Veith. And looks like the McDonald boys went to a man-to-man. So I think that might slow him down a little bit. So, again, it's a physical game. It's a tough game out there. So I'm comfortable with a seven-point deficit coming into the second half.
McDonald and Fall River leading scorers, Colin Veith, as we mentioned, with 17 points, including 2 3-pointers, 5 for Colin Rawls. Their leading scorer all from the charity stripe, 4-piece for Matthew Miller and Zach Osterhaus, and 2 for Keegan Rawls. On the other side for McDonald, pretty balanced scoring. Cannon Huss with 8, 7 for Eddie Mittermeier, 6 for Aiden Misfelt, 3 for Cooper Mittermeier. That's the lone triple in the first half for McDonald, and 1 for Jordan Secor. It's time now for the TrustPoint plan for the second half, brought to you by TrustPoint Wealth Management, here to help you create a financial plan to reach your goals and enjoy life. TrustPoint in Eau Claire, La Crosse, and Minneapolis. Consultations are always free. TrustPointInc.com. What does McDonald have to do to move on to the championship game tomorrow?
I think, first of all, we got to attack the basket a little bit better. Colin Veith has 2 fouls, and I think we got to start going in there, putting some drives on him, see if we can't get him into a little bit of foul trouble, get him out of the game. We don't want him out there the whole second half, just disrupting everything there. So, and we got to play good defense on him. And on the other side of the ball, again, they're doing a good job keeping Eddie from coming open, and Coach Schilling talked about that, where he's coming off of screens to try to get some 3 points. But, hey, if the 3 points are there, let's attack the basket.
That's the TrustPoint plan for the second half, brought to you by TrustPoint Wealth Management, here to help you create a financial plan to reach your goals and enjoy life. Let's hear how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights on WOGO Sports. State for a while this season, and McDonald took it and never gave it back. Aiden Misfelt driving in the lane, and there's the first bucket for McDonald. As he pulls up from 8 feet, Aiden Misfelt makes it 7-2, a championship team. Shown on the monitors as Cannon Huss backs his defender down inside the right block. Beautiful up and under move.
Oh,
it won't
goodness.
Go down. Cannon gets the
there
rebound, goes up strong and scores.
That's a way to stay with it, Cannon.
His back hesitation move lost on the way to the hoop. Gets it back. Missed one off the back bracket. Now McDonald wants to run. Cannon Huss across midcourt. Huss spins into the lane. Pulls up from 6 feet off the glass and good. A nice touch by Cannon Huss. Good body control. He falls. Now Eddie Mittermeier tries to split two defenders, somehow maintaining the dribble, goes up hard, down the basket, and the foul for Eddie.
He got fouled like 10 times on that drive.
Oh my goodness. Carter Stelter swings over to Cooper Mittermeier on the left wing. Mittermeier holding, looking for brother Eddie, nothing there right now. Aiden Misfelt now show and go down the lane, runner sweet for Aiden. No good, and rebound batted to himself, Keegan Galvez. Galvez calling for the ball, takes a high catch underneath the basket, kick out, Cooper Mittermeier, left corner pocket,
got
three,
it.
Bang!
See, it's nice to have another dangerous three-point shooter coming to life.
Jordan Secora, left wing, all alone there, finds Cannon Huss. Huss backing down, goes up strong, comes up short, gets his own rebound, power dribble, goes up again and scores!
Nice. That's all-out hustle by Cannon.
Misfoul. Jordan Secora now on the left wing. Secora holding and waiting. One bounce up top. Misfelt working off a screen. Penetrates down the lane. Hangs up and under. Layup high off the window and in. Aiden Misfelt is hot. And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports. 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. We're back in 60 seconds with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts. 7-point deficit of the half for the Mavs.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself.
Ow!
Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... Call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Here at the Kohl Center in Madison, before the second half, our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-out. So please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb, and I'm hoping we get one more in for this season here, but let's get this one out for today. Glenn Maloney at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. Jory Kubishik at Holloman Air Force Base, New Mexico. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm getting ready to head over to Japan here in June. Greg Hovland at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois. Sarah Pass and Bovee. And Kristen Levesser Davis out of the 133rd Air National Guard in Minneapolis. Carter Billen at Fairchild Air Force Base, Washington. Austin Tolleson in the Marine Corps Reserves out of Great Lakes, Illinois. Jordan Chartrand in the Army at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. John Hayton with the Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson from Colfax, active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble, McDonald grad, is with the Wisconsin Army National Guard down here at Fort McCoy. Noah Stewart, a Chi-Hi grad at Lackland Air Force Base. Chuck Gardo is in the Marine Corps. He was in Hawaii, and now he's over in North Carolina. Ellie Eckes, a McDonald grad with the Army National Guard out of Chippewa. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, a Chi-Hi grad with the Air Force in Germany. Matt Pulver at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska, and Mason Gadel, a 2022 Chi-Hi grad with the Merchant Marines. And a huge shout-out and a huge thank you for all of our military and Wogo for letting me do this. And a little baby Freya update, Caleb. She is up to 4 pounds, 4 ounces.
Fantastic.
Gaining weight like none other, so that's fantastic to hear.
Keep on growing, Freya. We sure hope that we can get one more chance for some Mark Maloney's military shout-outs tomorrow morning, or I guess it'd be early in the afternoon. McDonald with some work to do. They'll start out on defense here, trailing 32-25. They got as close as 4 after trailing by 11 in the first half. Fall River will start out with the basketball. McDonald's Eddie Mittermeier, Cannon Huss, Aiden Misfeld, Jordan Secor, Keegan Galvez. Original starting five out there on the floor. Matthew Miller up to Keegan Rawls. McDonald turned the ball over 8 times in the first half, 5 turnovers against the Fall River Pirates. Winner faces Wausau Newman tomorrow for a state championship. Chadlick Schultz for 3 to start the second half. Left wing triple. They gave that to him and he took it. The 6'4" junior, 35-25, just like that. It's a double-digit deficit again for McDonald.
Yeah, he shot that with a lot of confidence.
How will they respond here? Aiden Misfelt, right wing, drops down to Cannon Huss. Huss gets by his defender in a crowd, flips it out. Eddie Mittermeier, deep, deep 3, front of the rim. No offensive rebound. Keegan Galvez goes up and scores.
Keegan Galvez,
his first points here on the Kohl Center floor, and knocked out of bounds, staying with Fall River in an 8-point game with 16:57 remaining.
Play some good, tough defense here.
And foul trouble for McDonald. 3 on Eddie Mittermeier, 2 on Cannon Huss. Inbounds to Rawls. Rawls can't get one to fall, and Keegan Galvez pulled down that rebound with some power. I think he took a shot in the face, too.
Yep, it's a physical game out there.
Jordan Secora, left wing, finds Cannon Huss. Huss back to Secora in the left corner. Up top between the wheels, Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt driving in hard over 2 defenders. No offensive rebound again. Keegan Galvez lost it on the floor. Cannon Huss has it. He needs a timeout. And no, they're going to get a held ball first.
Stays with McDonald.
So McDonald will retain possession with 16:29 left. Just over 90 seconds gone by here in the second half. They trail 35-27. Will inbound from the far side of the baseline. Inbounds to Jordan Secor near midcourt. Secor up top against Rawls. Cannon Huss left wing. Matched up against Miller. Aiden Misfelt holds high on the right beyond the arc. We have those double arcs here, the men's and women's. At the Kohl Center, Cannon Huss right wing. Impatient with it. Attacking with the left hand. Flip out. Eddie Mittermeier, big jab step. Pulls it back out to Keegan Galvez. Eddie running, trying to get loose.
Yes.
They've got Keegan Rawls pursuing him everywhere he goes. Flip over to Jordan Secor. Secor down to Keegan Galvez. Galvez whips it out. Cannon Huss wide open. Looking at a 3 right wing. Drains it. Barely rippling the net. Great ball movement by McDonald. Huss with the first entrance into double digits for the Max. And they trail by 5, 35-30.
Oh, there's another.
Another 3 by Schultz. And that one rims in and out.
Well, this is where we got to capitalize right here.
Eddie Mittermeier over to Aiden Misfelt left wing. Mittermeier rotates over to Keegan Galvez. Drops down to Cannon Huss, calling for the right block. He's doubled. Flips it out to Secor up top. Aiden Misfelt left wing. Big jab step there. Finds Keegan Galvez. Galvez over to Jordan Sikora. Sikora looking to the post. Instead finds Eddie Mittermeier right wing. Over to Keegan Galvez. Back to Keegan. Sikora on the left. It's Cullen Rawls. Keegan Galvez again just between those two arcs. Jordan Sikora, Cannon Haas. Haas in a crowd. He's triple teamed. Haas will flip it out. Aiden Misfelt. Touch pass. Keegan Galvez right corner. Up top to Aiden between the wheels. Aiden, jab step, hesitation, kick out Jordan Sikora. Wide open, corner pocket, three, front rim, no. Rebound, Veith on the run, and they have a two-on-one. Veith down the right side of the lane and goes hard to the rim. Missed one point blank, but an offensive rebound. Put back, that one comes out short, and McDonald's Jordan Sikora with the rebound.
Again, we have opportunities here.
Keegan Galvez driving in inside.
Yes!
Pound the basket, and the foul, and that's three on Veith. Keegan Galvez hanging and hitting along the baseline.
Took a good shot. He hit the ground hard.
Oh, they're calling that the second on Veith. I thought that was his third.
Oh, that's his third.
And Keegan again went down hard. He can get up. McDonald trails 35-32. Free throw here would make it as close as it's been since the opening minutes. And it does. Keegan Galvez with the free throw. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. McDonald trails by just two with 14:40 to go in the second half.
Whatever you'd want in a checking account, Wisconsin Credit Union offers it. Want free checking? We've got that. Business checking? We've got it. No minimum balance? Yep, got that too. Plus free debit cards with card control that lets you manage when, where, and how your cards are used. And our preferred checking account comes with things you'll really want, like deals at local stores and restaurants, as well as deals on travel and healthcare-related necessities like prescriptions and eyewear. It also comes with roadside assistance covering all your vehicles, cell phone insurance for up to three phones, credit monitoring, and ID theft protection. Which means, even though it's called preferred checking, it also provides preferred savings. If you're not getting all this from your current checking account, check out Wisconsin's options. And don't worry, we make it easy to switch accounts. So, what more could you want? Free, preferred, and business checking from Wisconsin Credit Union. Member eligibility required. Member NCUA.
Keegan Galvez, all five of his points in the second half. And McDonald has pulled within two, trailing 35-33. And again, at least according to the scoreboard, we're going to have to correct ourselves, just two on Colin Veith. We thought that was his third that Keegan drew, but just going to have to do it again three more times. Rawls up top. Flips it over to Shadlick Schultz. Schultz, who hit that three early on here in the second half. The junior drops it over right side. Schultz gets it back, puts it on the floor, takes a tough runner just inside the foul line. It's good. And Schultz starting to assert himself, the 6'4 junior here in the second half. He has 5 points. McDonald trails 37-33. You hear the crowd in full throat if they can work this one back to a tie or take the lead. Jordan Sikora kick out Keegan Galvez at the high post. Cannon Haas. Again, they're sagging down on him defensively. Haas into a crowd again. Flip it out. Aiden Misfelt. Keegan Galvez with 13:50 to play. And plenty of time here for McDonald. Eddie Mittermeier tracing along the baseline trying to get free. High post, Cannon Haas. Haas backing it down in the lane. Kick out Keegan Galvez. Galvez, flip over to Cannon just inside the arc. Cannon Haas being patient with the right elbow. Back to Keegan. Keegan driving baseline. He's bumped, tipped pass, almost taken away. Aiden Misfelt up top with a jab step. Going to flip back to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier driving between two defenders. Runner is good. Good patience by Mittermeier, knowing he probably wasn't going to get a call, and so able to take the bump and hit the shot. Now 37-35. Cullen Rawls back out to Keegan Rawls. Ooh. He runs over McDonald, defender, misses the shot point blank. Eddie Mittermeier was trying to draw.
He could have got charge. That one too.
Now Eddie Mittermeier between two defenders, flips one up over his shoulder. No, but a foul. And Eddie Mittermeier going to the line, shooting two with 13:05 left and a chance to tie the game. Well, make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Mittermeier hits the free throw. He has 10 points. It is a one-point game. And that was on Veith.
That was on Rawls. Keegan Rawls. his
he
third.
He takes a seat. So Rawls with three, Vista with two, Mittermeier for the free throw ties the game. And we are tied for the first time since 0-0, 37 all, 5 minutes into the second half. Osterhaus up top, Miller on the right wing. Donald has fought their way back into this one. Not as many as 11. Rawls against Aiden Misfeld. Rawls on the right wing and threw a pass into the corner to Miller. Miller against Cannon Huss. Shadlick Schultz up top. Schultz, little runner with the left hand, comes up short, rebound powered down by Cannon Huss. McDonald wants to run, their chance to take their first lead. Find Eddie Mittermeier left wing. Mittermeier in rhythm, fourth round.
Got it!
Money Mittermeier! And McDonald takes the lead, 40-37. On the right wing is Miller against Cannon Huss. They'll drop it down low, up and in and out. Rebound batted out to Cannon Huss from Keegan Galvez, who missed that time by Aiden Price, the 6 foot guard who just came into this game.
Yep, I'll just take your time.
Aiden missed out right wing.
There's a lot of time here, but take care of the ball.
Eddie Mittermeier gets by a couple defenders, flips out Jordan Sikora, rotates Cannon Huss. Huss, right wing, three, comes up short, rebound, batted out to Huss from Sikora. Huss in a crowd, blocked on the way up.
Rush that one.
McDonough with a chance there. Colin Rawls up top, going in hard, wild shot, no rebound, batted out to Huss. Immediate outlet, Eddie Mittermeier left wing, finds Keegan Galvez. Galvez down the middle of the lane, hey,
yo!
He hit! Oh, he throws up a circus shot, count it, and the foul for Keegan!
Unbelievable shot.
Mr. Galvez is coming to play in the second half. What in the world? Oh, my goodness. And Keegan with a big pump. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back after this on WOGO Sports.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Alley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
McDonald on a 9-0 run over the last minute 49. Keegan Galvez has been a huge part of that. He has 7 points on the second half and is going to the free throw line for an end one with McDonald leading 42-37. They had not led, had not tied since 0-0.
And on the free throw line, Keegan Galvez.
Galvez at the free throw line to make it a full two-possession lead for the Mavs. Free throw for the senior. Perfect. Absolutely perfect for Keegan. 43-37. Can they lock in defensively? Aiden Misfeld rates at the W at midcourt. Rawls gives it up to Osterhaus left wing. Working off a screen. Veith wants it. He'll flip it out to Miller. Miller, couple tentative dribbles to Cullen Rawls. Rawls driving it hard. Scooping layup is good. That's his first field goal. Cullen Rawls. Now Eddie Mittermeier driving it hard, trying to repay the favor. No. Offensive rebound. Cannon Huss. He goes from one side of the hoop to the other and scores. Cannon Huss.
He fights so hard in the paint.
45-39, McDonald maintaining a six-point lead. Cullen Rawls driving baseline, draws a foul from Aiden Misfeld. That should be the second of the half for McDonald, and Rawls will go to the free throw line where he hit 5 of 6 in the first half. He got to the free throw line, I believe, 17 times. He 12 of them out of his 28 points in that sectional final. He is adept at getting to the free throw line. 45-39, McDonald, 11:01 to play. Rawls good on the first free throw. As the senior point guard starts to assert himself for Coach Arne Elke. Rawls sitting at 8 points. It's a 5-point game. Rawls' second free throw is good as well. 45-41 McDonald. Cannon Huss goes to Eddie Mittermeier. Across the timeline with 10:55 to play. Mittermeier off a high screen from Huss. Crosses over, goes the other side. Mittermeier comes up short, going glass, rebound Veith. Rawls across the midstripe. Going behind his back, crossing over, spinning, tough shot from the right elbow, comes up short, Cannon Huss pulls down another rebound. Huss push out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier on the near side. Eddie Mittermeier floats it over to Keegan Galvez. Galvez looking to the post, goes up top, Aiden Misfelt. Cooper Mittermeier on the floor for McDonald as well, if I failed to mention. Off a screen from Cannon Huss, Eddie Mittermeier flips it over to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt, corner pocket, three, right side, comes up short, grabs his own rebound. Flips it out to Cooper Mittermeier. McDonald retains possession. 10-12 to go, leading 45-41. Eddie Mittermeier driving baseline, and he takes a foul from Rawls. And Cullen Rawls picks up just his first foul.
Falls on Cullen Rawls. That's his first.
10-10 to go, 45-41. McDonald with the lead. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Eddie Mittermeier, left corner three off the inbounds. That went off the far side of the rim. It's been tough giving Eddie a good look as Rawls driving between two defenders off the glass and good. Oh, goodness. It's a two-point game now as Cullen Rawls taking matters into his own hands defensively and offensively. 45-43 McDonald. Do they have an answer to this possession? Aiden Misfelt up top. Denny Mittermeier, 9:43 to go. Cannon Huss driving between a couple defenders. Flips it out to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt back to Cannon at the left elbow. Miller right in his face. They're swatting at the ball. Kick out Keegan Galvez. Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt. Confident stroke for three.
Yes.
Nailed it. Left wing triple for Aiden. He has 9 points. And the McDonald lead is 48-43. The senior stepping up.
There we go.
And a steal by Keegan Galvez. Galvez bumped on the way to the hoop. And Miller is smart there. And Keegan Galvez will pop over and give him a hand up. And that's a smart foul by Miller going for the steal. So not an open path foul, but otherwise Keegan was going to get a wide open layup.
Yes.
48-43 McDonald. They'll inbound underneath the hoop. That is five fouls in the second half on Fall River.
Yeah.
Just one
like
on McDonald. Inbounds. Eddie Mittermeier. Right wing up top. Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt back to Eddie on the right. McDonald will take their time in this possession.
Yes.
They may hit the halfway point here the second half. 9:08 to go. Cannon Huss going by Miller. Huss in the lane. Skip out. Eddie Mittermeier. Deep three. Right.
Oh,
no,
baby.
No, it's Eddie Mittermeier. His second triple. And McDonald, their largest lead, 51-43. Shadlick Schultz almost lost the ball. Now spinning. Finds Veith. Veith over the top of Cannon Huss for two. And that's his first basket in the second half. He has 19, a game high. 51-45. McDonald leads by six. Miles Flanagan's going to come in at the next break. Just got to match him basket for basket. Hope he
yes.
can get a few stops in there as well. 8:27 to go here in the state semifinal. Winner plays Wausau Newman tomorrow. Eddie Mittermeier finds Keegan Galvez. Galvez hard to the rim, and he's fouled. Will go to the line shooting two. And again, just some great camaraderie between Miller and Galvez as they help each other up after a big collision there. That is the sixth team foul. So with 8:21 left, free throws the rest of the way for McDonald. Fall River has none left to give. Keegan Galvez shooting two. The senior at the free throw line. First free throw. Perfect for Keegan Galvez. Well, Culver's has fresh custard for you every day. Try the flavor of the day at Culver's of Lake Halley. Galvez with 9 points. He can be the fourth McDonald player in double digits if he makes one here. Free throw. Off the rim and in. Keegan Galvez, what a second half. All 10 of his points, and it's 53-45 McDonald. Is Galvez going to get a quick breather here? So he's ready for this stretch run, and his teammates pounding him on the back.
Yes.
Miles Flanagan comes in with 8:16 to go. 53-45 McDonald. Fall River with the basketball. The Pirates moving right to left in the second half. Shadlick Schultz pulls up. Left-handed runner is sweet from just inside the left elbow. Shadlick Schultz, 7 points on the second half. 53-47, just a six-point game again. Fall River keeps answering. Can McDonald do the same? Cannon Huss wants it. Aiden Misfelt back to Miles Flanagan. Flanagan looking for the post entry. One dribble back out to Eddie Mittermeier. The Again, McDonald can afford to be patient because no fouls left to give. Cannon Huss gets inside his man. Pops goes up, and he's hammered hard and will go to the line shooting two. That's the seventh foul, but a shooting foul. That foul will go against Zach Osterhaus. Cannon Huss, again, facing some good height here from Fall River, goes with the pump fake. Huss will shoot two, as we mentioned. Well, it's time. Time to go Rizgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Rizgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or Rizgala.com, 839-0707 or Rizgala.com. Haas is a little bit short on the first free throw. That was his first attempt from the foul line. Trying to make this a three-possession game. 53-47 McDonald, 7:38 to play here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Three dribbles, second free throw for Cannon. There you go. Huss hits the second. Cannon Huss with 14 points. A whistle down low along the baseline. And a foul assessed against whom for McDonald? I think Aiden Misfell. That's just his second.
He has the task of guarding Colin Rawls.
That's just the team's second foul, though. They've got some to work with here with 7:34 to go. Inbounds to Keegan Rawls, who's playing with those three fouls. Shadlick Schultz back to Keegan Rawls. Lefty steps into a three. Oh, that's a big shot. Keegan Rawls. He doesn't really show up on the stat sheet as a three-point shooter, but he makes it a four-point game, 54-50 McDonald. That's probably why they left him loose. Cannon Huss up top, and Huss is bumped, and Huss is going to go to the line, and I believe Keegan Rawls just picked up his fourth. He did. Rawls picked up his fourth on a little touch foul. 35 feet from the basket. Cannon Huss will shoot a 1-1. And again, Aiden Misfelt told us afterward in that sectional final, we know we've got to work on our free throws this week. We've got a chance here to try to extend this lead on a 1-1. Cannon Huss at the foul line. Free throw is good. Attaboy, Cannon. Six is the lead for McDonald, 56-50. Veith. Schultz, Colin Rawls, Eddie Mittermeier, Aiden Misfelt picking him up about 50 feet from the basket. Now Rawls puts on the floor with the left hand, push out, driving in the lane, tipped pass in the corner, almost lost by Miller. Miller drops it down and up and out on the miss there by number 22, Zach Osterhaus. 56-50 McDonald. Again, you got to capitalize when Fall River doesn't score. See how, again, we keep saying this like a broken record. How does McDonald respond each time they have an opportunity? They lead 56-50. No fouls left to give. Beautiful pass down low. Miles Flanagan bumps on the way to the hoop, gets his own rebound. No one misses again. Well, Miles thought he was going to have an opportunity there. Now Flanagan comes the other way and gets a steal, and we never gave up on the play. Attaboy, Miles. Eddie Mittermeier, fake to three, whips it out. Cannon Huss, he'll take a three. Right side comes up short. Battle for the rebound. And Miles Flanagan diving for it. And couldn't quite save it. Oh, he ended up battling Aiden Misfelt for that one.
Timeout.
6:04 left. Timeout on the floor. We are back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Playoff Basketball, live from the state semifinal at the Kohl Center in Madison. It's a six-point game, Fall River with the basketball. McDonald almost had an offensive rebound there. A fast-paced, physical second half. We're past the two-thirds points. Osterhaus, right wing. McDonald leading 56-50. Keegan Galvez about to come back into this one. He's absolutely sparked a fire from McDonald here in the second half. Elbow jumper, rims in and out. Cannon Huss snaps down the rebound off the miss by Cullen Rawls. Huss across the timeline. Miller on him. Miller. Huss gets by him, goes by another defender and scores. Huss over the top of B for two.
He just beat his man.
58-50 McDonald, 5:30 to play. Miller splitting the two arcs right side. Veith looking for it, gives him a screen. Schultz back to Miller between the wheels. Left side, that's Osterhaus. Osterhaus against Cooper. Mittermeier puts it on the floor with the right hand. Spins to the lane, lost it out of bounds.
That's a little defensive change here, Caleb, but they got Eddie guarding Cullen Rawls now. Aiden was on him, and they switched those two up a little bit.
Keegan Galvez comes back in. Quick inbounds, and Rawls has an easy 2-0. Somehow he got loose. I'm not sure how.
I know how, because Eddie went after the steal.
Now Eddie Mittermeier driving between two defenders out to Keegan Galvez. And, Galvez dribbled off the sideline. A little bit of an errant pass in a six-point game in Fall River with the basketball. Well, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls Outreach Clinics throughout western Wisconsin. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. McDonald absolutely needs to lock in here defensively.
Yes,
leading 58-52, huge possession. And down to Rawls. Rawls misses it on the way to the hoop. Challenge by McDonald. I think Keegan Galvez changed that shot. And Cannon Huss with the rebound. Great work by Keegan. Cannon Huss flips it over. Cooper Mittermeier wide open. Three left corner.
Oh, in and out.
Now Cannon Huss, offensive rebound. Huss drops it down to Mittermeier. Mittermeier will reset back up top with Aiden Misfeld. Back to Cooper in the left corner. Jab step, drops down to Cannon Huss. Huss backing his way down in the paint. He's triple team. Kick out, Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld, jab step, over to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier passes up the three, drops it to Keegan Galvez. Galvez between two defenders. He's hit on the arm. No call. And a timeout taken by McDonald with 4:07 to play. They are letting them play here. We'll step out and be back after this. 4:07 to go. McDonald leading 58-52. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back to Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you at the Kohl Center in Madison. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO studios in Hallie here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. 4:07 to go. McDonald with possession. Inbounds to Aiden Misfeld. 58-52 the lead for the Max. No fouls left to give here for Fall River. But they are going after the steals hard. Keegan Galvez, tip pass, Cannon Huss, right block extended. They're swatting at it, out to Keegan. Keegan thought better of a three along the baseline. Runner, no. And the rebound pulled in by Osterhaus. Schultz, left wing, hesitation dribble at the left block. Veith up top to Miller. Still a six-point ball game with 3:39 to go.
Oh, Cannon had it blocked there for a second.
Osterhaus fouled on the way to the hoop. Count the basket on the continuation. Yes. Oh, wow.
Falls on the match number zero, Cooper Mittermeier. That's his first.
Cooper Mittermeier picks up the foul. And
the basket was made by Zach Osterhaus.
Zach Osterhaus, who is the hero in that sectional final, with a chance at a three-point play to make it a one-possession lead for McDonald. 3:35 left to go. Free throw, rims in. And a substitution, Keegan Rawls with those four fouls is going to come in for Osterhaus, who played some great minutes. Both of these teams survived overtime in the sectional final. And we've got an absolute battle here. 58-55, McDonald leads by three. They were down double digits in the first half. Have led by as many as eight here in the second half. Up top, Cannon Huss. Huss at the foul line. Miller comes out on him. Eddie Mittermeier over to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt left wing to Cannon Huss up top. Huss spinning down. They're going for the steal and knocked away. Oh, goodness. A push ahead. Keegan Rawls. Rawls stripped on the way to the hoop. Oh, did they get a foul?
Yeah.
Goodness. 3:07 left. Again, Huss just didn't see Shadlick Schultz going for that steal. A foul on Cooper Mittermeier. That's the team's fourth. And it's going to be a shooting foul, shooting two for Keegan Rawls. First free throw rims out. Remains a three-point game for the moment with 3:07 left. Rawls, the junior, has 5 points in this game. They're absolutely in crunch time here. The lefty, second free throw. That one short, rebound. Loose, Elman. Oh. Miller gets an easy basket. Oh, goodness. Well, McDonald had it and lost it. And it's 58-57 the max, one-point game. Cannon Huss crossing over on his defender. Flips it over into the left corner. Eddie Mittermeier left wing up top with 2:44 to go. Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier throws it away. Another steal. Cullen Rawls for three. Front rim. No. Keegan Galvez pulls down the rebound, and it's taken away from him. Now loose on the floor. Galvez pulls it out to Eddie Mittermeier. Oh, goodness. A scrabble for every single loose ball, as it should be here at State with 2:20 to go. McDonald white knuckling, hanging on to a 58-57 lead. And again, no fouls left to give for a while here for Fall River, but again, they're allowing a little contact. Keegan Galvez, right block extended out to Eddie Mittermeier with 2:04 to go, 58-57 McDonald. Eddie Mittermeier gets by a couple defenders. Runner off the glass, too strong. Rebound pulled in by Fall River, and they want to run. Keegan Rawls, left wing. Rawls crossing over, flip to the corner. Long three is good. Shadlick Schultz, who's been the hero in the second half with 10 points, and it's 60-58 Fall River. McDonald left the door open. Again, how can they respond here in the state semifinal? Long cross-court flip, Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt at the foul line to Cooper Mittermeier. Passes up the three. Mittermeier finds Cannon Huss. Huss down the lane. Count the basket and the foul. Hoop and arm for Huss. Oh, my goodness. That's a bang-bang play, and Cannon Huss got the call. He ties the game with a minute 26 to go and a chance to give McDonald back the lead. Miller picked up his fourth. Again, the crowd wasn't going to like it either way, depending on whether you're wearing blue or red. Cooper Mittermeier out. Jordan Sikora back in. Cannon Huss, a chance to break this tie. He has 20 points. Free throw is perfect for Cannon Huss. 61-60 McDonald. Minute 26 to go.
Another big defensive stand here.
McDonald has a couple fouls left to give. Minute 18 left. Osterhaus back out there. Veith up top. Veith between the wheels, matched up against Keegan Galvez. Keegan Rawls up top. Rawls the junior going by Galvez. Swats his shot out of bounds. Oh, Keegan with the recovery and the spike. 1:04 left. Keegan Galvez, a clean block. The inbounds to Veith in the left corner, matched up against Galvez. To Schultz. Schultz back out to Veith. Veith flip over. Osterhaus for Veith with 54 seconds left. McDonald holding on to a one-point lead. Veith down the lane. Runner off the glass is good. And they retake the lead. 62-61. They got the shot they wanted. Timeout on the floor with 48 seconds left. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way.
Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
A seesaw affair here at State. 48 seconds left. McDonald trails 62-61. Colin Beath, who had 17 in the first half, has only 4 in the second half, but none bigger than the shot he just made to make it 62-61. Any foul gives McDonald a double bonus. He'll inbound against full court pressure with 45 seconds left, trailing by 1 here at State. 40 seconds remaining as Eddie Mittermeier crosses the timeline. Up top, high post. Cannon Huss turns between two defenders to Sikora, out to Keegan Galvez. Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt for three.
Got it!
Aiden! Hit another three! 64-62, McDonald!
Good shot.
Two-point game, and a whistle up top as Aiden Misfelt bumps into Rawls with 19.8 left.
That's okay. We got fouls to give.
Oh, my goodness. The drama here at State. Does it get any better than this?
19.8 on the clock.
Fall River will inbound in front of the scorer's table. Throwing to Keegan Rawls at midcourt. 18 seconds to play. Down 64-62. Keegan Rawls up top. Rawls throws into the corner. Another Rawls three. That one off the mark. Eddie Mittermeier tracks down the rebound. Mittermeier holds, and he's knocked out of bounds. Is there a call?
Man, that should have been a foul call.
No foul call. And again, Veith, the sportsmanship for both of these teams has been exemplary as Veith knocks Eddie Mittermeier out of bounds and just helps him up.
6.2 on the clock.
64-62 McDonald. He'll shoot two free throws with any foul here. Well, that was Colin Rawls with a little step away three in the right corner. That was just a little bit too long, and Eddie Mittermeier skies for the rebound. Inbounds to Mittermeier. Mittermeier waiting for the foul. They'll trap him and try to tie him up.
Oh,
they call the held ball. With 3.6 left, they call the held ball, and possession goes back to Fall River.
Yeah, Eddie's looking for the foul there, but he's got to move the ball out of there.
And now Fall River will get a chance to tie or win the game with 3.6 left. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you...
Yep, he's going to call timeout.
All right, 3.6 seconds left. He took a timeout a little shorter than we thought, but now another timeout by McDonald. Just a 30-second break here on WOGO.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
3.6 seconds left. McDonald leads 64-62, but Fall River with the basketball after McDonald waiting for the foul. Instead, the Pirates with a tie-up. and the possession arrow going their way. And so they will have a chance after a couple timeouts here to set up a shot for the tie or possibly the win to move on to the state championship game. McDonald, can they lock in? Can they do it one more time? Can they answer the bell? Fall River's had some nifty inbounds plays. They will inbound from the baseline with 3.6 left. Schultz throws it into Veith.
Got it.
Intercepted by Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier's going to run this one out and get fouled with 0.8 seconds left. They threw it over the top of Veith, and Eddie Mittermeier takes up the loose ball like an overthrow and the safety picking it off. And with 0.7 seconds left, Eddie Mittermeier will go to the line, shooting two to try to send McDonald to the state title game.
This is it. He sinks both of these, it's done. No pressure, Eddie.
Mittermeier, again, double bonus. First free throw for the senior. Perfect. Yeah. Now the best Fall River can do is tie, but Eddie Mittermeier wants more than that. To ice this game with 0.7 seconds left, 65-62 McDonald. Mittermeier, the free throw.
Game over.
You know it, Eddie. You know it.
Eddie Mittermeier, the inbounds. And they might not even get a shot off. And McDonald has knocked off Fall River and advances to the WIAA Division 5 state championship game. Your final score from the Cole Center. The McDonald Max 66. The Fall River Pirates 62. Oh, my goodness. What a game. And do they have a defibrillator close by?
I agree. I agree, Caleb. These guys, what a game. And again, we've been here before. I mean, yeah, my heart's still going just as much as yours is. But we've been here before. We should start to get used to this.
Oh, my goodness. We've got a lot coming up in our WOGO post-game show. It's the Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Stats, highlights, analysis, a look ahead to the state championship game. All of that ahead. We're going to catch our breath. We're back in 3.5. McDonald wins it 66-62.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing. Year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Ovenworks pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Sometimes we make life harder than it needs to be. Like when you rely on your sense of direction in the big city instead of using the GPS.
Recalculating.
Not using a hot pad for that pan of cookies. Trying to move that big TV by yourself.
When it comes to your prescriptions, don't do things the hard way. Skip the big box pharmacy and just head to the medicine shop. Carrying local pharmacists, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. There is a difference. Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
We welcome you into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices. For commercial, home, and auto glass, visit postglassandmirror.com. McDonald down double digits, down 11 in the first half to Fall River. In the second half, up 8. Fall River comes back, takes the lead, but McDonald somehow, some way, pulls out another thriller for the second game in a row, and they win 66-62, and they will face a powerful Wausau Newman team for a state championship tomorrow. We'll get to that later. Let's just enjoy this one for a moment here at the Cole Center in Madison. And again, credit to Fall River, phenomenal game, and I'm sure there are a lot of moments they'd like to have back. McDonald probably would say the same with some of the turnovers they had to start the game, but they settled in, they battled back, and again withstood some punches in the second half from Fall River.
Yes, I mean, just a great basketball game there by both teams, so that was nice to see. And again, you know, we watched a little bit of post-game here down on the floor. They were interviewing Aiden and Cannon and then Coach Schilling. So those boys, big smiles on their face. Cannon with 21. I'm looking up here at the monitor. Eddie had 19. Aiden had 12. You know, so.
And Craig and Galvez had 10 points all in the second half.
Great contributions from the seniors, and, you know, that's what we like to see.
Well, we are looking forward to a lot more in our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror Chippewa Falls. But we've got to tally a few things. We'll be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Sometimes we make life harder than it needs to be. Like when you rely on your sense of direction in the big city instead of using the GPS.
Recalculating.
Not using a hot pad for that pan of cookies. Trying to move that big TV by yourself.
When it comes to your prescriptions, don't do things the hard way. Skip the big box pharmacy and just head to the medicine shop. Carrying local pharmacists, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. There is a difference. Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. An absolute thriller here at the Kohl Center. McDonald now 29-1 on the season and playing for gold or silver tomorrow. We'll have a pregame start at approximately, I'm going to have to do some math and figure that out. We'll do a special state pregame, and we'll tweet that out and put it on the WOGO.com sports schedule page. McDonald and Wausau Newman, Newman is a team that you've had your eye on the entire season. You kind of figured they would be at this point. And McDonald, of absolutely magnificent comeback victory. They were down 11 in the first half, almost saw an 8-point lead in the second half dissipate, but just focusing on the fact for a moment that that's a 19-point turnaround to be down 11 and then up 8 in the second half. They absolutely locked things in after halftime, but a lot of it started in the latter part of that first half where they were able to, again, just settle in, settle down, and really perform well.
Yes, and again, down it by 7 at halftime, and I'll stand by my comments. I says I'm comfortable with the 7-point deficit at halftime, and apparently the boys were too. So, these kids played that way all season. Again, going up against a great team like Fall Creek, and then Solon Springs in that semifinal or the championship game.
Bloomer, again, they went to overtime against Bloomer. Yeah.
Thorpe played them tough, so it just gets them all ready to go for these state playoff games, and again let's relish this one for a little bit. But man, I am looking forward to tomorrow going up against Wausau Newman. Of course, I got to play those guys in football, and they are senior laden. They got some great athletes there, so I'm going to be excited to see how this basketball team does against them.
Well, let's look at some of the highlights here as McDonald wins 66-62. Our own Paul Valerius texting me and letting me know that there has never been an overtime game at state. That's a little note from the WIA. There's never been an overtime game in Division V state tournament history, and it seemed like we might be headed that direction again as McDonald by 3 and thought, waiting for the foul, that they were going to get a chance to again be fouled and ice this one from the free throw line, which Eddie eventually did.
Yes.
But again, this Pirates team, no quit in them, and what they were able to do with a tie-up, give themselves a chance with 3.6 seconds left for an inbound play. They chose to go for the 2 for the tie rather than the win. But again, it's just that close. I mean, you've got arguably your best player today in Colin Veith, who had 17 in the first half. You lob it into him and figure, again, he's got a chance to make the catch, gather, go up and score, or get fouled. He was just an absolute force in the first half. But the overthrow, you threw it over his head. And sometimes when you want to get to a state championship game, if you're McDonald, you create your own luck. But sometimes it's helpful when the other team gives you a freebie as well.
Yes, and, go with a little bit of luck of the Irish here, too, with the St. Patrick's Day.
Who's Irish on the McDonald team? Because we had that here.
We'll just go with McDonald. That sounds Irish, doesn't it?
It does.
And I do have my lucky Irish T-shirt on. So we're gonna take everything we can here. But really, the credit goes to them boys down there on that floor. It's got to be jittery for them, but it's good to see them kind of gather themselves, like you said, on that inbound pass, you know, just like at Solon Springs. They have that one opportunity, and it was just an overthrow there, and Eddie going up high for that ball and getting it and then getting the foul and then just icing the game with the two free throws.
Well, and even before that, Eddie went up high for a rebound, and it just, again, Eddie's and Cannon have been the leaders of this team all throughout the season. They both had phenomenal games. Cannon Huss, again, we'll get to the stats here in a moment, but Cannon Huss, just a great job rebounding today. And Eddie Mittermeier, again, they're denying him the three, but he hit a couple big ones in the second half. And it's those little things. It's,
yes.
It's the rebounds. It's the hustle plays. It's diving on the deck for a loose ball. And when your leaders are doing that, but then we've got your other seniors stepping up. And Keegan Galvez with 10 points all in the second half. They do not win this game if Keegan Galvez does not play like an absolute beast out there. Offensively, he was brilliant from the foul line, 55% foul shooter. And Galvez from the free throw line, 4 for 4 today.
Perfect.
And a huge block at the end. And I can't wait to hear it in the highlights. Hopefully I didn't completely blow out the audio. But when Aiden Misfelt hit another huge three, because he did it the last game.
Yes.
He knew it. He knew he had it in him. He knew that ice water was in his veins. And he stepped up with confidence and hit that shot that made the difference today.
He's a good shooter. He's always been a good shooter. So, you know, and he's got that confidence. As a senior leader out there, he knows it's a do-or-die shot. It's a great shot. He had a good look at the basket. And, again, some other seniors, Caleb, that we got to give a – you know, I'm going to give a huge shout-out to Carter Stelter.
Yes.
Talk about a kid flying on the floor. That was a kid that was just diving after everything out there. Miles Flanagan coming in, doing a great job, you know, missing a couple of bunny layups and then hustling down on the other end
getting
and creating
a
turnover.
That's
going
to be in our postgame highlights
as
well.
That's the tenacity of this team. So, congratulations to the boys.
And again, the final differential, 4 points, 66-62, but this was a one-possession game where every possession mattered, every shot mattered, every defensive play, every hustle play, every rebound mattered, and McDonald made the plays they needed to punch their ticket to a WIAA Division V state championship game. We're going to take another three-minute break, then we promise we'll give you those stats and then the highlights. I don't know that we're going to be able to catch up with Coach Schilling just because of the regulations and such here with the WIAA and the Cole Center, but we'll certainly find a way to get in touch with him tonight or this afternoon before that state championship game tomorrow. We're back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports, the Max, moving on to the state championship game with a 66-62 win.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated, and that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves, because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up three positions: a night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential, maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonnell High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself.
Ow!
Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Post Glass post game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you from the Kohl Center in Madison, and our wish came true. We're going to get one more, and again, both the McDonald Lady Macs and the McDonald Boys will play to the absolute extent of the season. Both going to be bringing home hardware. McDonald girls got the gold, and I know there's some competitiveness with this McDonald boys team as well, too. Again, seeing the girls leading the way here and wanting to do the same. They'll bring back silver or gold tomorrow, but they're going to have a job to do, Mark Maloney, against Wausau Newman. But, again, to be able to play in the last game of the season, only
yes.
Two teams get to say that in each division.
Yes, and I think they're going to match up pretty well with Wausau Newman. There's some big players there. I don't know if they'd shoot the three as much as some teams that we've gone against. They usually pound the ball in the middle with the big guys that they have there. So, Coach Schilling's going to, again, relish this one for just a little bit. He's going to get those kids psyched up and get them ready to play this one tomorrow against Wausau. So that's going to be something to look forward to. I'm happy that we get to kind of, again, gather ourselves a little bit, Caleb, but then have the afternoon and the evening just kind of relax a little bit.
And watch a ton more basketball
yes.
Here in the state tournament and the college tournament as well, too. All right, so as promised, we've delayed long enough. We want to get you these stats. So first, let's look at, again, Fall River. They fall to 26-4. Their magnificent season comes to a close. They were led by senior Colin Veith, 17 the first half, but again, for the second game in a row, McDonald had a player explode on them in the first half, but then were able to really hold him down in the second half. Only four after the break for Colin Veith, 21, tied for a game high. More on that in a moment. Colin Rawls, 5 in the first half, 8 in the second half. He really started to cook, but ended up with 13 points when he averages 18 per game. Shavlik Schultz was incredible. He got his season average of 10 points, but all in the second half. A phenomenal performance. He's coming back as a junior. Colin Rawls, the senior, is graduating. 7 points for Zach Osterhaus, the talented sophomore, 6 for Matthew Miller, the senior, and 5 for Keegan Rawls, the junior, for head coach Arnie Elke. And congratulations to the Fall River Pirates on their fantastic season. On the other side, for your McDonald Macs boys, Cannon Huss, 8 in the first half, but just an incredible second half effort to finish with 21 points, 13 after the break for Cannon Huss, and just a patient game for Cannon. Also, I'd say a lot of patience with Eddie Mittermeier. He had 7 in the first half, 12 in the second, including his 2 threes coming after the break. 19 points for Eddie Mittermeier, 10 for Keegan Galvez, but let's not forget Aiden Hisfeld. He had 3 in the second half, but oh, what a 3 it was. You know what? I missed that. He must have had 6 in the second half, and
yeah.
I think I got so excited I failed to write it down. 6 in the second half for Aiden Misfeld, and he finished with 12 points. Cooper Mittermeier hit a 3, a big 3, as 6 McDonald players scored, and 1 for Jordan Socorro. We'll dive into a few more stats in a moment, but again, just timely shooting for McDonald, and seniors, that's the word. For McDonald this year, it's seniors and senior leadership, and the seniors led the way they had to today.
Yes, and again, great job by Coach Schilling and his staff mixing up that defense. They had Aiden guarding Colin Rawls, who was their point guard. He was their quarterback out there on the floor. He was a good player, and he could handle the ball very well, created a lot of offense for him. And then they kind of mixed it up and put Eddie on him, and then they switched it back to Aiden again and just kind of messed with him a little bit on the defensive side of the ball there. And, again, defense is what's going to, they say defense wins championships, and I think that might have been the fact today, other than some awesome, awesome shooting on our offensive side.
Both teams shot the ball well, but this is something I just love. In the biggest game of the season, McDonald was 16 of 18, 89% from the free throw line in a game where every single point mattered. How about that? I mean, they came in shooting 66% from the foul line. Strange venue to them, huge venue. Got to adjust to that and calmly hit 16 of 18 free throws.
Well, and Aiden Misfeld's interview after the Solon Spring games, you remember what he said?
He said, we're going to have to work on free throws.
We've got to work on the free throws. So apparently they did a little bit of that. So, again, that is some awesome, awesome shooting. And the two that Eddie made at the end that just sealed it for us. So, yeah, they had a great game. And they can relax a little bit today and have some fun, go get some good food and get a good night's rest. And it's again, they get to play at 11 o'clock tomorrow. So
and 10:25 pregame.
Yeah,
we finally figured that out.
Don't have to get up quite so early.
Let's look at some of the stats here for McDonald and team stat comparison. We'll take one final break and get you on to our highlights and then bid you adieu, hopefully before 1 o'clock here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Cannon Huss led the way rebounding with 12 rebounds to go with his game high, tied for game high, 21 points, 6 rebounds for Keegan Galvez, and 3 of those, I believe, were offensive rebounds. But Keegan also had 3 blocks in the game, 5 rebounds for Aiden Misfeld. Eddie Mittermeier had a couple rebounds. Jordan Socorro with one as well. Talking about those free throw shooting stats, Cannon Huss 4 of 5 from the line. Jordan Socorro 1 of 2. Keegan Galvez perfect 4 for 4 from the line. And Eddie Mittermeier 7 for 7. That's what you expect from Eddie, but it's easier said than done. Yeah. Aiden Misfeld was 5 of 11 from the field, 2 of 4 from downtown. Eddie Mittermeier 5 of 15 from the floor, 2 of 7 from long range. Keegan Galvez 3 for 4 from the floor, and again perfect from the free throw line. And Cannon Huss 8 of 15 shooting performance. That's fantastic. 4 of 5 from the free throw line and 1 of 3 from downtown. Looking at the team stats, Fall River shot 43%, McDonald 45%. Fall River actually outshot McDonald from 3, 45%, 5 of 11 from downtown. McDonald 6 of 17 for 35%, but none bigger than the one you'll hear coming up in just a few minutes. Again, excellent free throw shooting from both teams, 79% for Fall River, 11 of 14, 89% for McDonald, 16 of 18. McDonald did turn the ball over 12 times. A lot of those came early, 8 turnovers, single-digit turnovers for Fall River, and again, 32 to 26, the rebounding advantage for McDonald, 10 to 9, the offensive rebounding advantage, and it's just that close. It's just that close. Those again, it's a hustle play, it's an offensive rebound, it's a tie-up, it's one steal, it's just those little things that made the difference as McDonald came back from 11 down to win this one 66-62.
Yes, all-out hustle. Again, you know, we made the comment early on, you know, the McDonald boys came out a little jittery, committed quite a few turnovers in probably the first 7-8 minutes of the game, and then just kind of relaxed and buckled in and did a nice job there. And again, the hustle after the rebounds was fantastic. Keegan Galvez, and you always get Cannon in there. Cannon is just a fighter in the paint. It's fun to watch him in there, but everybody else, Miles, Carter, all them guys, when the ball's coming off on a rebound, no matter what, we're going to have people after it.
People filtering in again for the afternoon session. Such a great environment here at the Kohl Center in Madison. If you'll be so kind as to give us one final break here in the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass Veneer in Chippewa Falls, I will try to get all of these highlights ready in that break. We'll be back in 3.5 here on WOGO Sports to finish things up as McDonald moving on to the state championship game with a 66-62 win. Back in 3.5.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing. Year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Oven Works pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Sometimes we make life harder than it needs to be.
Like when you rely on your sense of direction in the big city instead of using the GPS.
Recalculating.
Not using a hot pad for that pan of cookies. Trying to move that big TV by yourself.
When it comes to your prescriptions, don't do things the hard way. Skip the big box pharmacy and just head to the medicine shop. Carrying local pharmacists, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. There is a difference. Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. No long preamble here. What a game. I guess on TV they were calling it an instant classic. I'd be inclined to agree.
Yes.
Let's hear how the second half sounded here on WOGO Radio. Oh, right wing. Drops down to Cannon Huss. Huss gets by his defender in a crowd. Flips it out. Eddie Mittermeier. Deep, deep three. Front of the rim. No offensive rebound. Keegan Galvez goes up and scores.
Keegan Galvez.
Running, trying to get loose.
Yes.
They got Keegan Rawls pursuing him everywhere he goes. Flip over to Jordan Sikora. Sikora down to Keegan Galvez. Galvez whips out Cannon Huss. Wide open, looking at a three. Right wing. Drained it. Barely rippling the net. Great ball moving by McDonald. That one comes out short. And McDonald's Jordan Sikora with the rebound.
Again, we have opportunities here.
Keegan Galvez driving in inside.
Yes.
Pound the basket. And the foul. And that's three on feet. Keegan Galvez hanging and hitting along the baseline. Keegan Pace on the right elbow, back to Keegan. Keegan driving baseline. He's bumped, tipped pass, almost taken away. Aiden Misfeld up top with a jab step, going to flip back to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier driving between two defenders. Runner is good.
Eddie Mittermeier.
Good. Runner with the left hand, comes up short, rebound powered down by Cannon Huss. McDonald wants to run, their chance to take their first lead. Find Eddie Mittermeier left wing. Mittermeier in rhythm, 4-3.
Got it.
Money, Mittermeier. And McDonald takes the lead, 40-37. Wild shot, no rebound, batted out to Huss. Immediate outlet, Eddie Mittermeier left wing. Finds Keegan Galvez. Galvez down the middle of the lane. Hey,
yo!
It! Oh, he throws up a circus shot. Count it, and the foul for Keegan.
Unbelievable shot.
Flip it out to Miller. Miller Couple tentative dribbles to Cullen Rawls. Rawls driving it hard. Scooping layup is good. That's his first field goal. Cullen Rawls. Now Eddie Mittermeier driving it hard, trying to repay the favor. No offensive rebound. Cannon Huss. He goes from one side of the hoop to the other and scores. Cannon Huss.
He fights so hard in the paint.
Flips it out to Aiden Nisfeld. Nisfeld back to Cannon at the left elbow. Miller right in his face. They're swatting at the ball. Kick out Keegan Galvez. Aiden Nisfeld. Nisfeld, confident stroke for three.
Yes.
Nailed it. Left wing triple for Aiden. He has 9 points, and the McDonald lead is 48-43. The senior point here in the second half. 9:08 to go. Cannon Huss going by Miller. Huss in the lane. Skip out. Eddie Mittermeier. Deep three. Right.
Oh,
he knew it. Eddie Mittermeier. His second down low. Miles Flanagan bumps on the way to the hoop, gets his own rebound. No, and misses again. Well, Miles thought he was going to have an opportunity there. Now Flanagan comes the other way and gets a steal. Oh, he never gave up on the play. Atta boy, Miles. Snaps down the rebound off the miss by Cullen Rawls. Huss across the timeline. Miller on him. Miller. Huss gets by him. Goes by another defender and scores. Huss over the top of B for two.
He just beat his man.
Fell at the foul line to Cooper Mittermeier. Passes up the three. Mittermeier finds Cannon Huss. Huss down the lane. Counts the basket and the foul. Hoop and hard for Huss. Oh, my goodness. That's a bang-bang play. And Veith up top. Veith between the wheels. Matched up against Keegan Galvez. Keegan Rawls up top. Rawls the junior going by Galvez. Swats his shot out of bounds. Oh, Keegan with the recovery and the spike. Up top. High post. Cannon Huss turns between two defenders to Sikora, out to Keegan Galvez. Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt for three.
Got it.
Aiden. Hit another three. 64-62, McDonald.
Good shot.
On the baseline with 3.6 left. Schultz throws it into Veith.
Got
it. Intercepted by Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier's going to run this one out and get fouled with 0.8 seconds left. They threw it over the top. Mittermeier takes up the loose ball like an overthrow into safety, picking it off. To ice this game with 0.7 seconds left, 65-62, McDonald. Mittermeier, the free throw.
Game
you
over.
Know it, Eddie. You know it. Eddie Mittermeier, the inbounds, and they might not even get a shot off. And game, your final score from the Kohl Center. The McDonald Max 66, the Fall River Pirates 62. Oh my goodness, what a game. And that's how it went down here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We bid you adieu here from the Kohl Center, but we'll see you tomorrow. Approximate start time for our pregame, 10:25 a.m. in the WIAA Division 5 State Championship. McDonald Central from Chippewa Falls against Wausau Newman. Cannot wait for that, and we get to do it one more time, my friend. Looking forward to it.
Yes, I am so happy for that. I'm so happy for the kids.
They deserve this.
It's just been a great basketball season, boys and girls. Excited for tomorrow.
Looking forward to it. Thank you to our board operator back at the WOGO studios in Halley, Zach Wychak, keeping things running smoothly. Thank you to every single sponsor that you hear on these broadcasts, making it possible for us to go to Green Bay, to Madison, and everywhere in between with these teams, with these kids that we love so much. Once again, your final score from the Kohl Center in Madison in this WIAA Division 5 state semifinal. The McDonald Max 66, the Fall River Pirates 62. We'll see you tomorrow from the Kohl. This has been McDonald Max State Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good afternoon from Madison.
WOGO's coverage of McDonald Max Basketball has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Freeze Financial Group, River Country Co-op, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports